broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
And we welcome you to Bethel Park High School. Bruce Sakala, George Lamby. Apologize for the technical issues, but I believe we've gotten things squared away now. We can speak to each other. George, welcome. Filling in for Bill Duquette here tonight. I know you kind of got pulled out of the bullpen, but thanks so much for taking the time to help us out tonight. All right, so George Lamby will be alongside Eric Bennett, our on-site producer. We're going to get to all the formalities, but let's tell you what we have for you here tonight, first of all, which is a 5A semifinal matchup at Bethel Park, Peters Township, the defending WPIAL champion, taking on Upper St. Clair. I guess this is a rematch, two teams that met back in late September, 21-7. St. Clair wins it, a game that saw Peters Township do something they don't do a lot of, and that is turn the football over. It proved costly in that game, and it's their only loss of the season.
Well, you know, certainly the quarterback for Peters has been prolific in many ways. I think fourth leading passer in the WPIL, and he's done some pretty amazing things. I understand it wasn't his best day, Nolan DeLucia. They're going to need him to do some good things, although the other factor you look at it in front of us is we've got some rain now, and rain never favors the passing team. So we'll see how that works out, but I'm sure – Peters is highly motivated.
Yeah, Peters comes in 10-1. They're the number three seed in 5A. Their head coach, TJ Plack, of course. Indians coming off the win last week at home against Penn Trafford as they move on. Upper St. Clair, 11-0. The number two seed, Mike Junko, is their head coach. Now, again, we're going to see several key players in this game. We're going to talk a little bit more about them a little bit later on in our pregame. What we want to do now is, first of all, introduce you again to our crew, Eric Bennett, our on-site producer, George Lamby, myself, Bruce Sakalik. Back in the WJPA studios in downtown Washington, we have G-Wiz George helping us produce. Thanks to our great crew here tonight as we bring you this semifinal matchup. Let's talk about this game being brought to you tonight by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. South Hills Lincoln, where luxury meets legend, Route 19 in Peters Township. Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Bud Bear Mazda, Route 19 South Washington, home of Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By the Washington Greene County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Calusi Chevrolet, right off the Bridgeville exit at I-79. Find new roads at Calusi Chevrolet. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care in the comfort of home. SunnyDaysInHomeCare.com. And by Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. We are going to take a timeout. When we come back, Bob Gregg will take a look at the playoff picture as we approach championship matchups here in the WPIAL. You're listening to the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
This is Tim Calusi with Calusi Chevrolet. I'm happy to announce our holiday red tag sales event is going on now.
And I'm Megan Calusi. We're offering 0% APR financing to qualified buyers on select models like Silverado, Equinox, and Blazer EV, just to name a few.
You can buy with confidence at Calusi Chevrolet, knowing we've been serving customers for over 106 years.
Visit us online at Calusi.com. Calusi Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to our pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network. 16 teams remain in contention for the WPIL 6 football titles. Two of those championship games will be played tomorrow at Norwin Knight Stadium. The other four will take place a week from tomorrow at Aquashore Stadium. Here's a look at this weekend's 10 semifinal and championship games. In 5A, number 1 Pine Richland takes on number 4 Bethel Park at North Hills Martorelli Stadium. Mac Miller and Jay Timmons each scored 3 touchdowns to lead the Rams to a 42-0 win over Franklin Regional. Javon Moore had 4 touchdowns in the Blackhawks' 49-22 win over Woodland Hills. Number 2 Upper St. Clair and number 3 Peters Township play at Bethel Park. The Panthers capped a 24-3 win over Penn Hills with John Banbury's 36-yard scoop and score. The Indians are in the semis for the 5th time in 7 years, thanks to jumping in front of Penn Trafford early on the way to a 42-13 win. Mickey Vaccarello's 45-yard pick 6 made it 21-0 halfway through the second. Upper St. Clair beat Peters Township 21-7 in a late September Allegheny 6 matchup. In 3A, Imani Christian faces Avonworth in 1 semifinal at West Allegheny's Joe DiMichaela Stadium. The top-seeded Saints rallied with 23 fourth-quarter points to beat Highlands 31-17. The number 5 Antelopes turned the tables on host Beaver, beating the Bobcats 42-12 2 weeks after losing their regular season finale to Beaver 34-14. Number 2 Central Valley and number 3 Elizabeth Forward meet at Montour in the other 3A semi. The CV Warriors make a 5th semis appearance in 6 years, led by Mason Dixon and Jance Henry's 4 combined touchdowns and nearly 300 rushing yards in the 35-7 win over Freeport. The EF Warriors got nearly the same production from one guy, Charlie Nigut, in a wild 45-42 win over North Catholic, a game that was tied at 14 after 1, 28 at the break, and 35 all after 3 quarters. Luke Holdren's 25-yard field goal with just 2 seconds to play set the final. 2A is the only bracket with the top 4 seeds into the semifinals. Number 1 Seton LaSalle and number 4 Steel Valley meet tonight at West Mifflin in an interesting homecoming for Ironman head coach Ray Brazo, former head coach at West Mifflin. His Steel Valley squad had no trouble advancing as the brothers Barksdale rolled up a combined 345 yards rushing and scored all 5 touchdowns in a 36-13 win over Western Beaver. The Rebels' Khalil Taylor caught a pair of touchdown passes and ran for another score, and Logan King rushed for over 200 yards and a pair of scores in a 34-7 win over Riverside. Number 2 South Park travels to Wexford to face number 3 Elwood City at North Allegheny's Newman Stadium. Eric Doru ran 26 times for nearly 200 yards and a pair of touchdowns in the Eagles' come-from-behind win over Mohawk 19-9. Caitlin Kreitzer's PAT for Elwood City proved to be the difference in the Wolverines' 13-12 win over South Allegheny. Elijah Palmer McCain scored twice for the winners. The 1A semifinals feature defending champion Fort Cherry, the 1 seed, taking on 13th seeded Jeanette at Memorial Stadium in Cannonsburg. The Rangers won for the 26th straight time against WPIL opponents, beating Cornell 27-20 last week. Matt Sieg ran for 180 yards and 3 touchdowns to get by the Raiders. Jeanette, with 10 WPIL titles, is 9-3 overall this year, winners of 5 straight games since losing 3 in a row in midseason. The Jayhawks are averaging 34 points a game over their current winning streak. Second-seeded Clairton is less than 30 minutes away from its 1A semifinal matchup with number 3 Bishop Canavan. The Bears have allowed a total of 21 points all year and haven't scored less than 43 in a game since week 0. Clairton raced in front of California with 36 first quarter points and rolled the Trojans 54-0. The Crusaders averaged nearly 41 points a game, but managed less than half of that in a 17-13 win last week against Southside Area. Cole Olszewski hit DeMar Olds with a 73-yard TD pass in the third before Jermell Lindsey's one-yard fourth-quarter run gave Bishop Canavan the win. Saturday, the WPIL championship games in 4A and 6A will be played. 4A scheduled to kick off at 12:05 at Norwin Knight Stadium. Top-seeded Thomas Jefferson takes on number 3 McKeesport. The Jaguars in search of their 10th WPIL title for head coach Bill Chirpak, but they're in the finals for the first time since beating Aliquippa 35-28 in overtime in 2020. To get back to the championship game, TJ had to beat the Quips, this time in the semis. Tyler Eber ran for 211 yards and 3 touchdowns in the 38-21 win over the 3-time defending champions, who hadn't missed going to the title game in 16 straight years. The Tigers, meanwhile, are looking to improve on last year's runner-up finish, a 35-21 loss to Aliquippa. McKeesport started this year 1-4, but has won 7 straight to reach the finals, including a 35-7 win over Mars in the semis. Keemon Spell scored 3 times in the win, part of his 274-yard rushing night against the Mars Planets. The WPIL 4A champion will open state tournament action against the winner of Friday's sub-regional between District 9 champion Clearfield and District 10 titleist General McLean. The WPIL champion will host that PIAA quarterfinal. The 6A championship game features the number 1 Central Catholic Vikings and the number 2 North Allegheny Tigers, the 3rd straight year these two are meeting in the finals, and the 4th time in 5 seasons. Kickoff scheduled for just after 6 o'clock. NA has won 2 of the previous 3 title game battles, but Central Catholic scored a 27-14 win over the Tigers in late September, North Allegheny's only loss this year. The Vikings started the year 0-2, including a loss to 5A top seed Pine Richland. To get here, Central used Elijah Faulkner's 3-touchdown night and added a pair of scoring passes from Jair Walls to beat Seneca Valley 44-14. Faulkner finished with 17 carries and a little over 150 yards rushing. NA handled Mount Lebanon 48-14 to advance. The Tigers got a pair of first-half rushing scores from Luke Rohan, a Brady Brinkley to Dylan Langdon TD pass, and a pair of Peter Natero field goals all in the first half. The Central Catholic North Allegheny winner will host the winner of Friday's sub-regional between District 4 champion Williamsport and District 6 champion State College. Our pregame show will continue in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
We go into individuals' homes and provide non-medical care for mainly senior citizens, but also people with disabilities.
For sunny days in-home care, John Bennett.
We do stuff like bathing, grooming, meal preparation, take people to doctor's appointments. Someone needs a little bit of assistance to help them stay in their home instead of going into a facility, and we like to come in and be the people that do that for them.
Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care for your loved one in the comfort of their home. Find out more, sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
Welcome back to Bethel Park. Bruce Sokolic, George Lammy. We get set for this 5A semifinal matchup. A misty, rainy night here at Bethel Park, but we will be on the turf, so no natural grass to worry about. But, George, I want to talk about two teams that obviously know each other. They're neighboring. There's a rivalry there. And you've got an Upper St. Clair team that has not lost all season and handed Peters Township their lone defeat. And, of course, Peters Township, the defending champion, trying to get back to that championship game. So, when you think about these two teams and what it means, I think they kind of will forget about that last meeting. I think both teams are going to say, look, that means nothing here tonight. We need to play our game. We need to focus on this matchup. We need to limit our mistakes if we want to go to Akershore Stadium.
And I think that's the normal approach. But the other side of it is that, you know, if these coaches have analyzed each other, which we know they do that, and see if there's something they can do. It's a little different, or play something off of what they're doing. I do think the weather has to be somewhat of a concern, not dramatically, although I think it affects Peters a lot more than it does Upper St. Clair. But and the other factor, of course, is that not only is it a semifinal game, the neighboring schools, the rivalries, all that, the emotions will be high, and sometimes pressure changes how people play.
Yeah, you talked about Upper St. Clair, only four passes in their first matchup between these two. 0-for-4, by the way. They did not complete a pass, and they won 21-7 in the game. Now, Peters Township, since that loss, has won five in a row. So T.J. Plack obviously got his team refocused after that defeat. We should note here, the winner of this game will face either top-seeded Pine Richland or number 5-seed Bethel Park at Acrisure Stadium in that championship game. Panthers come in, their head coach Mike Junko. Now, they lost their junior running back, Dante Corey, on the final play of the first half in the first matchup between these two. He returned last week, had a 26-yard touchdown run in their win against Penn Hills, so they're getting a key player back. But Julian Dallum, a 1,000-yard rusher, all three of Upper St. Clair's touchdowns in that first matchup, including a 71-yard touchdown run.
And certainly with Corey coming back, that makes a difference because it gives you more weapons to work with. So, and Dallum, of course, as you said, had a great football game. So that could certainly change some of the strategy that comes out of Mike Junko's approach. But Mike Junko, you know, Bob Junko's son, former Pitt coach, former Washington County guy, you know, old school, I think, in a lot of ways. And, of course, Jim Render when he was here.
Sure.
Old school Ohio coach. Did a nice job of running the football. I think that's part of what they would like to do. But like I said, you don't know that Junko mentioned that they've thrown the ball a little bit more successfully the last half of the season again. But I think in these days they may revert back to who they are.
Well, this is a team that wants to run the ball, can run the ball. When you look at the offensive line, you're talking 6'2", 240, 6'3", 275, 6'3", 265, 6'3", 270, and another 6'3", 270. One of them, Will Stoll, one of two Princeton players going to Princeton who are on this Upper St. Clair squad that we'll see here tonight. And this is an offense that certainly knows how to score. Seven games this year, they've scored 30 or more points. In four, they've gone over 40, and they have put up 62 points in a game this year, 59 points in a game. So, you know, we're talking about them running the ball. Doesn't mean they're not scoring points.
No, it certainly doesn't. I think the other piece of this, though, too, is T.J. Plack mentions the fact that his offensive line was in development, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, and they certainly feel much better about that process. So, again, the running game could be more in their plans than we might think.
Here come the Indians. Upper St. Clair just took the field seconds ago. They're on the far side from our press box vantage point. The Indians make their way again. Good crowd, as you would expect here at Bethel Park. Now, our other game on the WJPA Sports Network tonight, the single-A semifinal. Fort Cherry taking on Jeanette. That game at Cannon McMillan. You can hear that game on 1450 AM and again available on the WJPA Sports Network. The winner there will take on either Clairton or Bishop Canavan. Those two meet at Peters Township in the other single-A semifinal. By the way, single-A championship game, Acrisure Stadium, coming up a week from tomorrow. That's Saturday the 23rd. That will be an 11 a.m. kickoff. As far as the 5A championship game, that will be Acrisure Stadium next Saturday night, an 8 o'clock kickoff. So that's what these two teams are looking ahead to. The idea of playing at Acrisure Stadium, obviously a big deal to a lot of local players.
And the irony for me is they play on grass.
That's a very good point. All this time on the artificial surface, and then you get to the championship game, you're right, and they go back to natural grass. So we're going to get our captains out here for the coin toss. We get set for the kickoff, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's the 5A semifinal game from Bethel Park, Upper St. Clair, and Peters Township here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fall is in the air, and now's the time to score big at South Hills Lincoln with 0% financing for 60 months on all 2024 Lincoln Navigators, Aviators, and the Lincoln Corsair plug-in hybrid. South Hills Lincoln has over 200 new Lincolns in stock and available. Now's the time to test drive the Lincoln of your dreams. Stop in and check out the all-new redesigned 2025 Lincoln Aviator that's just arrived. South Hills Lincoln, where luxury meets legend. Route 19, Peters Township, just 3 miles north of Donaldson's Crossroads, with approved credit through Lincoln AFS.
Back at Bethel Park, Peters Township wins the toss. Indians defer. Upper St. Clair will take the football, and they are decked out in their all-black tops and slacks, black helmets, and white numerals, about as basic as you can get. The all-black of Upper St. Clair. They will move right to left in this opening quarter. Peters Township, the white jerseys, the gray slacks, the white helmets with the red numerals. And again, they will go left to right here, and we will get things teed up here by Anthony Maiello. He will tee it up as we get set. Again, that misty rain falling here on the artificial surface, but great to have you with us for this 5A semifinal. Back deep, Upper St. Clair's Gianni DeSora, a senior. He's joined back there by Bryce Jones, I believe, and they await the kick back at their own 9-yard line. So Peters Township, the defending WPIAL champion, trying to get back to that title game. Coming off a solid win last week. We talked about Nolan DeLucia in their earlier matchup with Upper St. Clair and kind of struggling. But on the season, just 5 interceptions. And last week, 10 of 17 for 175 yards and 3 touchdowns in that game. So Maiello has it teed up. We're set for action here. He'll await the signal, gets it, approaches, puts toe to leather. We're underway. End over end kick to the far side. Going to be hauled in by DeSora, and he'll take it across the 20 up the far sideline, and then gets thrown out of bounds out near the 24-yard line.
DeSora received the kick and came straight forward and did a nice job of getting what he could get reasonably. Sometimes you worry about guys trying to do too much. In that case, he got what he could get, got up over the 20-yard line to looks like right at the 25.
He did.
And that's where St. Clair will start.
Yep, that's where they go to work, and they'll be led by their junior quarterback, Ethan Hellman, 5'11", 160 pounds. We'll see some different looks back there, some Wildcat, and we'll see that immediately. Julian Dollum, their dangerous player, he's listed as quarterback, wide receiver, defensive back, so he is going to be the threat, and we actually see him at that quarterback position to open things up here. We get a delay here as our referee coming to that near sideline, looking to the Peters Township sideline. So we are set for action here in that backfield. Dante Corey, a junior running back, 5'8", 175 pounds, as, again, Dollum has him in the backfield to his right. Two men split wide to the near side. Motion man now by Walski. Now reverses back to the near side. Dollum takes the snap, wants to run with it, off the right side, gets to the edge, turns the corner, and DeLucia is the defensive player to greet him and knock him out of bounds, and they spot him near the 30, so a gain of 5.
Dollum did a nice job of getting to the flank in that situation. Interesting, the last game, too, was mentioned that DeLucia was the first game he played both ways for Peters Township, but Coach Black feels he's a little more prepared for this process today, and so he makes the first tackle on defense.
So here is Hellman in at quarterback now. And again, another delay as they come over to the near sideline. Our officials will talk to that Peters Township sideline. I don't know if there's an issue, possibly maybe a play clock issue or something, but we'll try to sort this out here as we are just underway. Peters Township and Upper St. Clair in this 5A semifinal matchup at Bethel Park. And they are looking up to the press box here, so clock looks good, 11:54 now. It's actually rolling. So apparently they got straightened out what they needed straight now. The game clock, oh, I guess they wanted some time taken off. That's what it was. They have it down to 11:47. So they've set the game clock. Looks like we're finally ready to go here tonight. This will be a second and five. Upper St. Clair at their own 30-yard line. And as I say that, now they finally give the signal. And again, it's Hellman in that shotgun with the sidecar right. Two wideout split to that near side. And Hellman looks that way, throws it, has a man. Dahlem makes the catch, makes a little move, spins his way out near the 33-yard line, and maybe to the 34. He's going to be a yard shy of the first down.
Peters Township's decided, it appears to me, to play five guys on the line of scrimmage to play run defense because they're concerned about St. Clair's run offense. They've put some guys wide, but they look manned up in terms of the rest of the people on the field. So this could get interesting.
Pistol set here. Hellman takes the snap, turns, gives it. Dahlem, and actually that's Corey. And Corey off the left side gets the first down as he's out to the 37-yard line.
Just a straight ahead look with Corey coming up in there. He's an aggressive runner from everything we've heard about. And so St. Clair gets the first down. And always good if you're on offense to get the first down the first time you have the ball.
Personnel changes here. Nico DeRazio checks in for the Panthers. Beck Shields as well. And with that, Corey heads to that far sideline as they make some personnel changes here. And frantically moving players around, and they're going to have to burn a timeout here. Upper St. Clair does take a timeout. We will take a break as well. No score here. Just underway. 5A semifinal. No score between Upper St. Clair and Peters Township here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Bruce Sokolic, George Lambie back. Can hear the Peters Township band in the background. I think they're having issues with the scoreboard because the scoreboard down to our left, the main scoreboard, it had zero time on it. Now they just shut it down. I guess they're doing what we all do at home, right? You unplug it, you plug it back in. You got to reboot it. So looks like they finally got the scoreboard up, and now they're just resetting the time on it. But again, no score here as we're just underway. We're just, what, three plays in, Upper St. Clair with a first and 10 at their own 37. So after the timeout, officially 11:48 left in this opening quarter. The Panthers now. And Hellman, that shotgun, he's got that sidecar right. And he'll turn, and we get a flag just as that play gets underway. This will be a procedure call against Upper St. Clair, and they'll spot it 5 yards back.
St. Clair really has looked a bit out of sorts here.
Yes.
To begin the ball game. You know, they had a hard time getting the play they wanted in. Now they get the disorderly conduct.
That would be a new penalty. Yes.
Sometimes I mix other jobs into the game. Anyhow, but, you know, they had some movement in that situation, and perhaps Coach Junko might want to just get into a little bit of a base rhythm before he gets too exotic.
So Julian Dahlem now going to step in at quarterback here. In the backfield, we see Van Hellman. He's actually a sidecar left in this look. Dahlem looks, finds a seam, tries to duck off the left side, gets greeted rather rudely as he fights his way out near the 33-yard line. So all of that for a gain of maybe one.
And Peters clearly has made the commitment to play up tight. That time Ryan Hines makes the tackle, but they have nobody deeper than 7 yards off the ball. And so it's not man because when they saw motion from St. Clair, nobody ran with the guy. But it's a very tight zone defense, and apparently they feel that's the way they've got to contend with this run game.
Ethan Hellman back at quarterback. Pistol formation. They go three wide. And he'll take the snap and look. Wants to throw. Fires near side. Has a man catch made at the 44 and out of bounds with the first down. It's hauled in by Nico DeRazio.
nicely done in that situation. Nicely thrown football. Excellent comeback route. DeRazio doing a nice job of driving off and then pushing back a bit. Nice pitch and catch.
Yeah, I said first down. He did not get the first down. He's about 2 yards shy. And they spot him at the 45 and not the 44. So this will be a big third and two for Upper St. Clair. And again, it's Hellman in that pistol formation. And he'll take the snap and hand it off. Off the right side, fighting close to the marker is Corey. Dante Corey is very close, and this will depend on the spot out near the 47.
Certainly from here, looks like we're sitting right on the line of scrimmage, and looks to me to be a first down, and it is.
Yep. We get the signal, first and 10, Upper St. Clair, the second on this drive. Again, here in the first quarter, now they're winding the clock, but the clock on the scoreboard is not working. So they're keeping the game clock on the field right now. The play clock is working, but not the scoreboard clock. First and 10, St. Clair at their own 47. Hellman, again, that pistol set. Flanker right. Actually, it's Dahlem. And Dahlem, he's trying to come near side, nowhere to go. Boy, Peter's defense read that. He'll be thrown for a loss of one back to the 46-yard line.
And they've come out in really tight formations in that situation. Two tight ends, and that time just a quarterback keep. Certainly, Peter's Township looking at Peter Luke comes up from his corner spot, makes a tackle. But, you know, it reminds me of old school football, to be honest with you.
Kind
of like it. It reminds me of yesteryear. So,
yeah, if we were on grass,
it'd be really
even
good.
Better, right?
Yes, indeed.
Hellman, again, for the shotgun. He looks near side, fires again, has a man at the 49, across midfield, down to the Peters Township 48-yard line. That pass hauled in by Bryce Jones.
And Hellman, just Jones going down, running a little stop route. And Hellman puts it out there and puts it on him, gets some easy yardage, really, when you break it down. Makes the third down a manageable third and five or six. So we'll see what they have in mind. They've got wide receivers now to the field.
Yeah, to that far side. Too wide. Hellman. Shotgun. Now looks to the far sideline for the play call, and they shift Corey, Dante Corey, back behind his quarterback. Now he'll step up as that sidecar run. Takes the snap. Hellman to throw. Fires. Right side. Catch. First down. Penalty flag comes in late. Bryce Jones again. Hauls it in, but a flag came in just as he turned to get up past the first down marker out near the 41.
And St. Clair's lined up in an unbalanced set. They've got three of their offensive blockers to the right and two to the left, so we'll see what this turns out to be, but interesting strategy so far.
So await the signal here on that penalty flag, which was thrown back at the 37-yard line. Pass interference on the offense. So that negates the first down. And we'll get the penalty mark off here. And it looks like they have our clock on the scoreboard finally. 7:03 left in this first quarter. This is the opening possession of the game. Upper St. Clair beginning at their own 25-yard line. But with this penalty mark off, now it's back at their own 37. So it will be a third and very long.
That was a difficult, difficult penalty considering they executed the two receivers on the same side. The inside guy runs a flat route, beautifully thrown football. Now St. Clair's back in its own territory.
Yep, they go trips left on this third and long. Hellman has that back behind him to his right, and he'll fake it, looks near side, fires, and that will be in and out of the hands intended for Charlie Bywalski, the 6'2 senior. Got a hand on it, but couldn't pull it in, and the punt team will come on for Upper St. Clair.
Peters Township did a nice job of defending to that two-receiver side, certainly watching Darius McMillan do some things on that side to make it difficult, but I don't know too many good plays in third and that long.
Now, Nick McCullough, always dangerous back, set for this return for Peters Township, standing back at his own 26-yard line. So the Panthers will punt this one away. Echevarria from his own 38. Boots it, bounces right towards McCullough, a high hop, hauls it in, and then gets hit immediately and dropped at the 15-yard line. Boy, dangerous McCullough, and he's back again. Might be actually inside the 15.
Caffrey Duplessis from St. Clair really came through that, made a nice tackle, and now Peters starts well inside its territory at the 15, and so we'll see their strategy now. Will they open up like we think they might, or will they run the ball? And we'll see how St. Clair defends it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Peters Township is going to spread you out. They're going to show you a lot of different looks, and Nolan DeLucia can certainly throw the football. They'll open four wide. McCullough to his left in this shotgun on first and 10. DeLucia looks, fires near side, and nearly picked off. Jones had a great chance at that. DeLucia trying to go to Eli Prado, but boy, threw it right at the defender, Jones.
And in that situation, St. Clair starts on defense and zone, and really not snugged up very well. That was not a good throw by DeLucia. They're very fortunate that didn't turn out possibly pick six.
We mentioned he threw two interceptions in their loss in their first meeting earlier this season. DeLucia turns, gives, and this up the middle is Nick Corey. And Corey goes nowhere. Gets stacked up at the 15, and this will bring up a third and 10 for the Indians.
I think, was that McCullough, partner?
That was Corey. Nick Corey.
Okay. I got to keep my head in the game here. but just a simple straight-ahead dive and trying to force the inside play of the defensive line of St. Clair. They've been stout, and Peters doesn't, again, look like they're in rhythm yet.
Trips to the near side. Indians moving left to right. No score here first quarter. DeLucia feels pressure. He rolls to his left, has some real estate out across the 20. Stays on his feet, dives forward, and looks like he has the first down. As see where his knee hit. That will be the key here. And this is coming back. Yep, penalty flag back at the line of scrimmage. This is a hold against Peters Township, and that will negate the run by Nolan DeLucia.
Well, penalties and lots of things happening here early on. Both teams' butterflies are pretty apparent at this point.
You know, they spot this back at the 7-yard line after the holding penalty. So a third and long. They wind the clock. We're under 6 minutes to play. Upper St. Clair nothing. Peters Township nothing. Indians again need the 25-yard line to pick up this first down. DeLucia has a motion man coming near side. Takes the snap. Looks near side. Now goes back the other way. They set up a screen. This is Corey, and Corey's going to fight his way across the 15 out to the 17. He'll be dropped there well shy of the first down, and the punt team comes on for Peters Township.
Nice job setting up the screen, though. Nice safe play, really. Trips, they motion to Trips, and then the back slips to the outside, and they get something out of it, so they're not punting from inside their end zone, but I'm sure, again, they wouldn't be, they'd prefer not to be in that situation.
Maiello to punt it away. DeRazio is back deep, but a short kick here. Upper St. Clair just backs away as it takes a hop. Now it takes a Peters Township bounce out near midfield. In fact, the Indians are going to down it just barely into Bethel Real Estate. So we get the punt there. So both teams have had a possession. Both teams key penalties that negated first downs, although Upper St. Clair did pick up a couple on their drive. So 4:55 left first quarter, no score here in this 5A semifinal here at Bethel Park. The crowd filling in nicely here on a rainy, misty Friday night.
Often in that first series, the coaches do this kind of thing where they show you formations to see how you're going to line up. So now that Mike Junko's seen how Peters is going to play some of those things, he may adjust here in the second series.
Hellman at quarterback, pistol set. Two receivers to the near side, the turn and the give, and up the middle. This is Corey. That's Dante Corey, a junior running back for St. Clair. He's going to pick up three down near the 47.
Look to be inside zone. In other words, the back gets the ball and really comes up over the right guard. Peters did a nice job of maintaining some leverage, although 3 yards is nothing to sneeze at, but not what you really want. And so Peters is going to, again, commit five guys usually to the line of scrimmage defensively to stop the run.
St. Clair now. I think that's Dahlem that might be in. And nope. Just going to keep it and just run it. between the tackles down inside the 45 to the 44-yard line and gets stacked up there, and that was Julian Dahlem on the run.
In that situation, they had a back in the backfield. Dante Corey sprint to the outside to see if he could get the attention of the Peters Township secondary. Did not seem to affect them a whole lot, and they played pretty stout in that situation. And so we'll be in a third down now. And again, St. Clair throws the ball a couple of times in that first series with some success, but need to refrain from penalties.
Yeah, Dahlem checks out. Hellman back in at quarterback. He'll get the play call. He's got Corey with him as a sidecar left from the shotgun on third down to throw. Fires near side. Catch made, wrapped up, dropped. This will be a first down for St. Clair, hauled in, I believe, by Nico DeRazio.
And they showed that same route in the first series. Nicely done. Ball was well placed. Certainly, the receiver did a nice job of catching the football, and St. Clair gets a first down. So St. Clair is showing the willingness to throw the football, considering their run reputation.
Dahlem back in at quarterback as Hellman goes to the sideline. So we see the switching of the personnel at the quarterback position. Dahlem, he's in that pistol set. He'll turn, now tries to come the near side. Don't know if that was a busted play or not. He turned one way, his back went the other, and Dahlem's going to be dropped for a loss back to the 39-yard line.
That was clearly a broken play. It's always a bad feeling for the quarterback when he reverses one way and nobody's there to either fake or give the ball to. And so they lose a yard on first down. But they were candidly two tight ends again, three backs in the backfield and a quarterback. So St. Clair not spreading the field a whole lot.
Dahlem stays in at quarterback. Second and 11 at the Peters 39. He'll just take the snap and run to the near side. He gets wrestled down rudely. Maybe another yard loss at the 40, but see what his forward progress. He may have gotten back to the 39.
And Reston Lehman and Darius McMillan, both for Peters, came up strong and made the hit. And their defense has been very strong at the point of attack. So it's now third down and 11. And St. Clair's in Peters Township territory. So this may be four down territory.
Hellman in at quarterback. Shotgun, sidecar right on third down and long. Pressure comes, steps up, tries to run and runs right into a white jersey. And this will be a sack as he's all the way back at the 43-yard line. So the Peters Township defense gets to the quarterback, and this will bring up a fourth and very long for Upper St. Clair.
Franco Muscatello from his down line position did a nice job of maintaining his leverage. And they've done a good job of keeping the quarterback inside. And so when he steps up, then those inside guys can make a play. And that's been good for Peters Township thus far.
Echevarria back at his own 46-yard line to kick it away. McCullough inside his own 10 awaiting it. Gets away a high punt. McCullough fakes catching it. Hits at the one and then barely goes into the end zone for the touchback. Boy, that was close to just sticking right at the one-yard line, but this will give Peters Township the football first and 10 at the 21:08 to play first quarter. It's Upper St. Clair nothing, Peters Township nothing.
And really, that situation, I don't know that you can do anything different as the guy who's receiving the football, the punt, because if you field it on the goal line, you know, you're really in no man's land. So fortunately for Peters, that ball bounces into the end zone, and they get the ball out at the 20-yard line.
Nolan DeLucia heads back out. Indians' second possession of this first half. Again, they won the toss, elected to defer. DeLucia heads back out. Nick Corey will join him in the backfield. McCullough is there as well. As they go three wide. Motion man to the near side. That's Corey. And they're going to float a pass out to McCullough. And he's looking to get to the edge. Slips as he tried to make that cut out near the 23-yard line. And he will be down there.
Essentially, that comes out as a sweep play in many ways. Because the back gets the ball essentially like you do on a toss to a trip set. But St. Clair did a nice job of defending in space. I fully expect to see Peters go down the seam at some point here. St. Clair's in zone. I have not seen any man-to-man whatsoever. and they seem willing to stay in zone. So we'll see if Peters tries to exploit the deep field here.
Gain of 2, 2nd and 8. 4 wide. Motion man. That's McCullough to the far side. Sidecar left for Nolan DeLucia. And he's going to look near side. Fires, has a man, catch made Eli Prado, and he gets out of bounds with the Peters Township first down near the 31.
Prado, good route, drives off hard. He's a single receiver on his side, so the defensive back knows he's by himself, that back being Bryce Jones, and so he has to make sure he doesn't get burnt deep, and so it's a pretty easy pitch and catch.
First and 10, and we get a whistle just as the play gets underway. This is going to be offside on the defense, and this will cost the Upper St. Clair Panthers 5.
And again, those are mistakes that just kill you as a coach. Pre-snap penalties they cause a lot of heartburn for head coaches. So,
spoken from experience, right?
Oh, my Lord. Yes, indeed. A couple of times.
So the 5-yard mark off, it will be a 1st and 5 for Peters Township. DeLucia at sidecar left. Draw play. Hands it off. Corey trying to get to the left side. Does across the 40 and then takes a big hit to the 42-yard line. That will be another Peters Township first down with a gain of 6.
St. Clair that time lined up with 3 down guys. So they're basically dropping 8 now into coverage. And they got good opportunity to run the football.
That's the end of the first quarter. The score, Upper St. Clair nothing, Peters Township nothing. This is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. Come in now for the Mazda A Season to Move You event. We have up to $1,250 in bonus conquest cash. That means you get that cash if you own almost any kind of vehicle in your household. And all applicable incentives. So if there's 0%, you get that. If there's $3,000, you get that. Go to budbearmazda.com and get all the details.
Offer good on 2024 and 2025 Mazda CX-30, CX-50s, and select CX-70s and CX-90s.
Bruce Sokolik, George Lammy here at Bethel Park for this 5A semifinal matchup. Peters Township and Upper St. Clair scoreless, so two boxers feeling each other out? Is that the feeling you get?
I do think so, and I've seen a couple little things. St. Clair's done some unique things. They're running some unbalance with two receivers on the same side as the unbalanced line, which is different. And but they're keeping the slot back on the short side, so it creates some real alignment issues for the secondary of Peters Township. And I'm curious what they have in mind because they might be able to find an advantage there. We'll just see how that works out. But I love those nuances of the game, and I'm sure Mike Junko, old school guy, looking for an advantage somewhere.
So Peters Township has it 1st and 10. They'll be at their own 42-yard line. The Indians will be moving right to left in this second quarter. And again, Nolan DeLucia, you know, I think he completed that one pass, and I think he needed that. That the first pass he threw probably should have been picked off, which we mentioned he had 2 interceptions in the first meeting. So I think he needed that completion. Not sure how much the weather, but it has to be an impact to throw the football.
I think that's probably true. And, you know, I used to always discuss how big are your quarterback's hands because
the Kenny Pickett
issue. That makes a difference. It does. I mean, especially if the football you're using is, you know, really round. I know that sounds silly, but I mean,
I know what you're saying.
Some are
sure
rounder than others in the middle. So
Nolan DeLucia goes to work here. 4 wide on this first down. Schoenfeldt in motion, far side. DeLucia to throw. Feels pressure. Rolls to his left. Looking. Sets. Fires. It got tipped, and it will be caught. But were his feet in bounds? They say yes, and it's an interception for Upper St. Clair. Hauling it in was Caffrey Duplessis.
And that was really, one of those situations where he makes a good opportunity to get to the outside to get some pressure off of him, DeLucia, that is. But then he gets the ball tipped, and then it's just up there, like floating in space, and you know, St. Clair comes up with the pick. So again, sudden change is always a big thing in football. We'll see how the sudden change works in this situation. Peter's kids have got to rebound on defense. St. Clair, they need to maybe get a look at something here. And maybe this is a place where you throw the ball deep, try to catch them off guard.
You know, I just have to think, you know, you saw the first matchup, and when Peters Township turned the football over, it was in those same situations. There's pressure coming, trying to make that play right before you get hit, and it leads to the turnover. So here come the Panthers to work. First and 10, and now a whistle and a timeout by Upper St. Clair. 11:52 to play second quarter. Upper St. Clair nothing. Peters Township nothing. Here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Well, timeout taken again, second of this first half by Upper St. Clair. Let's bring you up to date on our other game tonight. Fort Cherry, a 7-0 lead on Jeanette. That's in the first quarter at Cannon McMillan, so we'll keep you posted on that game tonight as well. Here it's first and 10, St. Clair. They operate from their own 47-yard line as they move left to right. Motion man to the near side. Turn. Nope. Dahlem keeps it. He dances up the middle across midfield and bowls his way down to the Peters Township near the 47-yard line.
And it looked at first like Peters was going to stuff him. They had good position up front, but then Dahlem really put the shoulder down and picked up nice yardage. It looks like about 6 yards. And so they've got to be pleased with that effort. But it really appears to me that they are going to commit to being aggressive with the run here.
Dahlem stays in at quarterback. Motion man this time to the near side, now reversing back. Dahlem turns, hands it off. Up the middle on the run this time is Dante Corey. And he's fighting for a first down near the Peters 42-yard line.
And Corey came from the left of their offense to the right and fought up in over the right guard, got nice momentum and movement. And Peters is playing five guys at the ball pretty much every snap. So that speaks volumes for their linemen and certainly for their ball carriers.
Trips left in this set. Corey stays in the backfield as a sidecar to the right of Dahlem. Dahlem takes the snap. He will keep it, and a white jersey slams the door. Immediately, Franco Muscatello, the senior, 6'2", 230, just wrapped him up and throws him for a 2-yard loss.
That's the second play by Muscatello of great significance. That was really an amazing play because they'd gotten the running game going a little bit, and then Muscatello must beat a one-on-one situation because it looks like that's a lot of what's happening there. There's five guys down on defense, so you know, the Upper St. Clair guys have got to be manned up on that, and you've got to win those individual battles.
Dahlem stays at quarterback, twins left. This is second and 12, and Dahlem trying to run to the near side, and that defense is stout. Now he slipped through. Boy, DeLucia came up, delivered a hit, had him back near the 44, but then bouncing off of it and actually fighting his way down. Where do they spot this? At about the 42? So he actually got a couple back when it looked like he might lose.
Well, DeLucia really did a nice job up of making initial contact. Didn't wrap, which is a common disease amongst all levels of football. But Dahlem fought his way forward to pick up a couple. But the secondary from Peters does feel well.
Third and 10 for St. Clair. Hellman at quarterback, and he wants to throw. Left side, has a man. Catch made, going to reach out, and may and should have the first down, I believe, near the 32. See where that coming that far side looks like it might be shy from our angle. They have it closer to the 33-yard line.
Three receivers on that side. Nico D'Arezio being the third guy outside, and they ran the two interior guys vertical and let him come down underneath in the clear. And with all the run attention that Peters is giving, there's no one to come underneath that route. And so a little pitch and catch action. Nice ball in that situation.
Fourth and short. They will go for it. at the Peters Township 33. 8:45 rolling clock, second quarter, no score. Dahlem, shotgun, takes the snap, runs with it, first down and much more as he's inside the 25, and they'll spot him actually right at the 25. Boy, one half step and he's gone.
And Nick McCullough makes the player. It is gone. Dahlem did a nice job of knifing off the left side. I kind of wonder if that was where the design was because it looked a little bit odd, but he gets up in there to get first down yardage.
Dahlem stays at quarterback in that pistol set. The turn and the give off the left side, Corey. And Corey bowls his way and now gets rudely shoved backwards, but they spot him closer to the 23 and a gain of one.
And again, can't quite get over this. I'm sorry to overdo this point, but there's like no wide receivers at times, no defensive backs too deep. Everybody's up in there close, and it's really physical football right now. St. Clair, this is the way they like to play. If they can impose their will on Peters Township, that's something that Peters has to be concerned about.
Second and 8. Nose of the football just inside the 24. Dahlem at quarterback. Twins to his right. Snap over his head on the ground. Dahlem wisely just jumps back and dives on top of it before two Peters Township players jump on top of him. They'll get a loss on this play back to the 30, but they still keep the football.
Shotgun snap goes over his head, and you want to almost cry as a coach when that happens. You've got some momentum. You're doing some good things, and then all of a sudden you get a negative play like that, which puts you in a really tough spot. I will say this much, though, partner. With the Twins wide like this and the way Peters is playing defense, if they sneak a back down the seam, it could be real interesting for St. Clair.
Third and 15 at the Peters Township 30. Looking. Pressure comes. Hellman throws on that far sideline, and it is incomplete down near the 20-yard line. Good defensive play for the Indians to come up and break that play up. That was P.J. Luke who broke it up.
And Lucas Roast came hard on pressure to make the decision much quicker for the quarterback than he would like it. So St. Clair will go for it here now.
Fourth and 15, yeah. They need the 15-yard line. Hellman back in at quarterback. Corey to his right. Twin split to the near side by Walski. He's joined on that near side as well by DeRazo. Now they'll shift to that left side. Hellman takes the snap. Looking, steps up, fires down the middle, and that will fall incomplete, and Peters Township will take over on downs at their own 30.
We talked about the idea that they might want to go deep, but in that situation, Peters was in their coverage structure. They had a two-deep look. They had corners wider, and so it really wasn't conducive for that, but they were trying to sneak that inside slot down the seam on a skinny post and well defended by Peters. And so ball goes over on downs.
Yep. 6:45 left, second quarter. No score in this 5A semifinal. Peters Township, their only loss this season came in late September to this Upper St. Clair team. Indians trying to get back to the championship game. Upper St. Clair trying to move on to Acrisure Stadium and that title game as well. First and 10, Nolan DeLucia. He works from the shotgun and the turn and the give and the run right up the middle, trying to see if that was McCullough or Corey. Didn't catch the number, but they're out near the 33-yard line, and it was Nick Corey.
Corey started from his right position, came across to his left, and then I think he's given a choice in there. He busts up over the left guard, picks up a couple, but got to look for ways to get more yards out of things.
Second and 7, the 3-yard gain. They open with trips left for Peters Township. Again, moving right to left in this second quarter. The rain continuing to fall. DeLucia, snap, handoff, up the middle, little seam, and out near the 38-yard line. And things get stacked up there. And one more time, Nick Curry, the ball carrier.
The inside zone play again, just a handoff, letting Corey find his way up there. Those Peters Township offensive linemen getting some movement. St. Clair goes back and forth between a three-man down front and a four-man down front. My suspicion is because they do what a lot of schools do now, they look to the coach and he makes a sign change. So That could be why they're doing that when they see fewer down guys.
Third and two from their own 38. Peters goes four wide. Curry is a sidecar left. DeLucia wants to throw. Pumps. Pressure comes. Steps up. DeLucia on the run now. And he will slide and dive forward. First down and more as he's out near the 43.
Good presence by DeLucia that time. Coverage was solid by St. Clair. And, you know, he just needed a little bit to get there. So he goes and gets the first down. And chains move and off you go. So good choice on his part.
Clock rolls down near 5 minutes left here in this first half. Peters Township from their own 43. DeLucia, the shotgun, and he'll hand it off. And running again between the tackles, they'll push for a two-yard gain out to midfield, stacked up there. And as they unpile, that ball carrier was Darius McMillan, the 6-foot senior on the carry.
Again, Trish trying to get some momentum up front, but St. Clair that time really had five guys up on the line of scrimmage, and Peters decided to run the football anyhow. Not sure they had the numbers to accomplish what they wanted. Now we'll see with spread formations out there currently if we see some down the field stuff.
Keep seeing McCullough split wide, just waiting for them to take a shot to him down the field. DeLucia on second and eight. And he wants to float one out in the flat, hauled in on the pass. And this play will go into St. Clair Real Estate as it was hauled in by Lucas Rost. And that will be another Indian first down.
Really interesting because Rost comes from the backfield in motion. No movement by St. Clair's defense, none. And so they get a numbers advantage because they get the ball to Rost with two blockers wide. And he gets solid yards and gets what looks like the first down.
From the 47 of St. Clair, rolling, DeLucia, firing, McCullough, tipped and intercepted on the return, the midfield marker. 45, 40, down the far sideline, penalty flag all the way on the near side on the return here. Out of bounds at the 35-yard line, but the tip and the pick for the Panthers.
And really, it looked like it was a good opportunity to throw the football. But the ball's tipped, and when it's tipped real time, and St. Clair's made two interceptions now from the same kind of a thing.
Yeah, it was Charlie Bywalski who got that tip.
Oh,
and then get a sideline warning here, as I believe, with
Bob's favorite penalty. He would be apoplectic at this moment.
What was that word again?
Apoplectic.
Okay.
I got good words, buddy. I can spin a few if you like.
I'm going to bring a thesaurus next time. That's all.
You come right at it, buddy. I hope I used them properly. Anyhow.
But, yeah, again, DeLucia, we talk about the lack of interceptions until he plays St. Clair. They just certainly have his number. Again, that's on a tip. But they'll take over. Great field position, first and 10 at the 35. It's like Dahlman at quarterback. And we get movement, and immediately you saw all the white jerseys pointing to where there was movement on that left side of the line for Upper St. Clair. This will cost them five on the procedure call.
And pre-snap penalties, as I've said, are really difficult. And considering the fact that, you know, again, Peters' defense is lining up no deeper than seven off the ball. They are not respecting the pass game at all, and it seems to me that St. Clair may have to find something to get down the field.
Dahlem takes the snap, turns, bobbled on the exchange, and then this play gets back to the line of scrimmage, but Muscatello again up there defensively for Peters Township to snuff that play out, but again, on the exchange, a little bit of a bobble by the running back.
I know this much, Muscatello is having a ball game, I'll tell you that. He is... The guy playing across from him right now has to be talking to himself because he's coming clean and making good hits. And a lot of times those guys will miss because they're overexcited, and he maintains his leverage, and he's been big for Peters.
Second and 15, back at the 40. Hellman back in at quarterback. He'll work from that pistol set, the turn and the give. And this is Corey, the ball carry, and Corey fights his way back to the 35-yard line, the original line of scrimmage, and that's going to bring up a third and 10 for Upper St. Clair.
Peters that time moved three on two out to the outside coverage piece and began to think about maybe giving some space in there. Corey runs off to the left side, though, and wasn't a lot there for him to get moving. St. Clair doesn't seem to be too concerned about that as they've run the ball primarily here.
Clock rolls, 2:18. Second quarter, no score. Upper St. Clair and Peters Township. Hellman, the turn, fakes the give. Now wants to roll to his right to throw. Penalty flag behind the play. Hellman still looking, now running. Now looking again, dodging backwards, and now fires downfield and nearly picked off by McMillan of Peters Township at the 23.
And that could have been disastrous.
Holding on Upper St. Clair was the preliminary signal, so this one was coming back regardless.
When Hellman began to run around, though, that improvising kind of behavior sometimes leads to real difficult things, and that really almost turned out to be a bad situation. So Peters Township maintained their defensive integrity in that situation, and St. Clair now is going backwards from what was really a good situation on the turnover.
So back to the 45 on the penalty. So what's that going to be, 20, right? Yeah, it's going to be 3rd and 20. They need to get to the 25. 2 minutes left in this opening half. Ethan Hellman again back in at quarterback. Three wide. They've got the slot receiver to the near side. Hellman wants to run, steps up, slips one tackle, still on his feet, spins at the 35, spins at the 30, and another penalty flag late in this play as he's down near the 28-yard line. But we may have this one coming back as well.
Oh, a terrific run, though, by Hellman. My goodness. Gets up and then spins and keeps his feet. And so we'll see what the penalty is.
Did you ever play Madden?
No.
Video game? That's what it looked like. You're hitting that C button. Make it here, the circle button. You kept making that spin. See, the young people will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're right.
But, he made a spin, and then he went 5 yards further and made a spin again. Did we get another sideline? Wow.
That's a
they
penalty.
Called it, yeah.
That's a penalty.
They gave him the warning, and now the penalty. So that's what that flag was.
I have to tell you something. That's kind of odd. But
coaches
got to control the sideline. Usually you have a get-back coach who's like spitting and carrying on over there to do that. But so Hellman comes up there with a huge play, though,
yeah.
And then it now is magnified all the more. But that kind of stuff gives you momentum. If St. Clair gets in here, that's got to be a real momentum booster for them.
Yeah, they've got it at the 14. Football right in between the hash marks, right down the middle. First and 10 at the 14 of Peters Township. Hellman, and now another flag. We'll get a procedure penalty on Upper St. Clair. Boy, we have certainly seen the penalty flags here.
Yeah, you just have to wonder. We're kind of at the point in the game where that stuff normally kind of goes away, and it hasn't. And again, pre-snap penalty. So St. Clair goes back 5 yards. We'll see if they haven't backed away from running the football.
Back to the 19. And first threat here. They're in that red zone. No score. Upper St. Clair, Peters Township here at Bethel Park in this 5A semifinal. Great to have you with us here on the WJPA Sports Network. Dahlem at quarterback. Pistol set. Corey behind him. On the option, he'll keep it. Dahlem dancing. 15, slips through, and then gets dragged down near the 12-yard line.
Something a little different that time. He rode the ball into the back's belly. The back continues on, and he keeps and then ducks up in a seam that develops because the back moved out. Interesting play. Some guys are doing some of that now. You see it in the NFL a little bit. We'll see if they come back to that.
Hellman back at quarterback. Low snap, gets it up, gets it to Corey. He's inside the 10 and then rudely greeted as he's close to the 9-yard line.
Really not much there that time. Couple, but Peters Township's defensive line continues to play hard. Again, our guy Muscatello really playing stoutly, and they're running at him, by the way, which I find interesting. He's to Peters' right. Excuse me, St. Clair's right. Peters' defensive left.
So we get a third down. They need the 4. They're at the 9. Looking to that far sideline is Ethan Hellman, the Upper St. Clair quarterback, has the play call. Corey to his right in the sidecar. And now a reverse coming back to the near side. Hit, penalty flag late again. And on the run this time was DeRazzo. And DeRazzo, he got back to the nine.
They ran the reverse. And the absolute key, and I'm just kind of
legal block
digging for his number.
A legal block will negate that run.
But Peter Luke from Peters Township set the edge on this side, and so the ball had to bounce up inside, and then the play was dead from there. Good defense by the young man from Peters Township, Peter Luke.
26 seconds left in this first half. Upper St. Clair, the situation now has them with a third and long. They decline that penalty to break it fourth down. And the football just inside the 10. So a decision there. Interesting. So it's going to be fourth and what, five, right? And they're going to bring, looks like, the field goal unit on. And they do. So Upper St. Clair going to look to put three on the board here. I believe it's Echevarria who will attempt a 27-yarder straight, just closer to the far side hash, so a slight angle left to right. No win. Hold is down. Kick is high enough. It's certainly long enough, and it's good. The 27-yard field goal puts Upper St. Clair on top 3-0 with 22 seconds left in the second quarter. We'll take a timeout. Back with more on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Echevarria with the 27-yard field goal. Upper St. Clair on top of Peters Township 3-0 as they tee it up to kick this one away with just 22 ticks on the clock. Echevarria, high end-over-end kick taken by Peters Township at the 3, across the 10, right up the numbers, across the 20, through a seam, 20, 35, 40, down the far sideline, 40, it's a foot race, they're not going to catch him. He's going to take it all the way for a Peters Township touchdown. And actually, Nick McCullough hasn't gone into the end zone. Wow, he got down to the one and actually ran along the one to the near sideline before going into the end zone. I believe he caught it at the 3. We're going to call that a 97-yard kickoff return touchdown for Peters Township.
I assume that was trying to burn clock to eliminate time for St. Clair to have any opportunity to move the football. I always worry about those things because stupid things can happen. I guess nothing did.
You're thinking like I'm thinking, yes.
Yeah, guys are being a little overzealous in that situation, but it worked out for him, and it gives St. Clair very little time to do anything on the following kickoff.
And now Peters Township, Maiello on for the extra point. High snap, they get it down, the kick is up, and it's good. And boy, what a final 22 seconds here. The field goal, and now the 97-yard kickoff return. It's Peters 7, Upper St. Clair 3 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Bruce Sokolic, George Lambie back at Bethel Park, and again, kind of went back and forth. No score. We get the field goal, and then on the ensuing kickoff, Nick McCullough races for the touchdown for Peters Township. So 9 seconds left here in this first half, and the Indians will tee it up at the 40. Well, we said McCullough, just an explosive player. Just we've got several of those in this game tonight that can just change a game in a heartbeat. So Maiello tees it up. Back for St. Clair, Bryce Jones. High, short kick, up back takes it at the 24. Out to the 30, fights his way to the 33. The play will be dropped there, and the clock will stop with 3 seconds on the scoreboard.
That pooch kick style kickoff. Clearly just wanting to get the ball tackled and then trying to get out of the half here, certainly. But, boy, change of momentum here at the end of the half can be absolutely devastating. St. Clair will have to go in and get him excited to come out in the second half.
And that's what they're going to do. Well, they're just going to line up here in a safety set here, take the snap, and go to the locker room. And they do. They'll take the knee. Clock will run out. And here at halftime now at Bethel Park in this 5A semifinal, the score: Peters Township 7, Upper St. Clair 3. This is the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Tim Colusi with Colusi Chevrolet. I'm happy to announce our holiday red tag sales event is going on now.
And I'm Megan Colusi. We're offering 0% APR financing to qualified buyers on select models like Silverado, Equinox, and Blazer EV, just to name a few.
You can buy with confidence at Colusi Chevrolet, knowing we've been serving customers for over 106 years.
Visit us online at Colusi.com. Colusi Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Our motto at Sunny Days is put our clients and our caregivers first.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We care about people and we want people to have better lives because we're involved with them. We'd love for you to go and check out our website, fill out an application, and we can talk to you more. And we really like to have good people. And the big thing we're looking for is if you're a caring and compassionate person. And that's our top quality.
Sunny Days caregivers make a difference in people's lives. Find out how you can join the team. Log on sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
Welcome back to Bethel Park. Bruce Sokolic, George Lammy. We've got the Peters Township Marching Band performing here at halftime. Our score, Peters Township 7, Upper St. Clair 3. So let's give you the first half recap, but it was the final 22 seconds where we pretty much saw everything. Peters Township won the toss, elected to defer. Upper St. Clair took the opening kickoff from their own 25-yard line, picked up a couple of first downs, but ended up having to punt the football away. Peters Township began their first possession of the night at their own 15. Three and out, they would punt it right back to St. Clair. They take over at midfield, six plays, but end up punting again. That's pretty much how the first quarter ended. Peters Township's next possession began after a touchback, their own 20-yard line. Again, three plays, but this time it was an interception by Nolan DeLucia. St. Clair takes over at their own 47-yard line. They would drive, but then end up turning it over on downs with 6:45 left in the first half. Peters Township then, from their own 30, goes to work, but once again, second straight possession ends with an interception. Upper St. Clair takes over at the Peters Township 35-yard line, and they end up settling for a 27-yard field goal that put them up 3-0 with 22 seconds left. Then on the ensuing kickoff, Nick McCullough, a 97-yard touchdown run. The extra point by Maiello was good, and that's where we stand at the half. Peters Township 7, Upper St. Clair 3.
And really, you know, looking at what kind of tendencies have we seen here, St. Clair has clearly been willing to run the football. They've thrown a couple of nice passes. Nobody's throwing the ball down the field. Nobody at this point. And that, to me, particularly on Peter's part, is a little concerning. But they're both playing hard-nosed run defense. It was a great defensive half, to be very candid. Some turnovers, which really weren't good for Peters. But then, as you said, the kickoff return by McCullough was spectacular. And then it's just hard to do justice to him running down the line
right
before he goes into the end zone. And, partner, I agree with you. I get nervous. But it worked out for them. And so Peters goes in with momentum and up 7-3.
Our other game tonight on the WJPA Sports Network is that single-A semifinal game at Cannon McMillan. Fort Cherry leading Jeanette 21-7. That game's still in the second quarter. That game's also available, of course, on the network, also on 1450 AM. We're going to take a timeout. After this break, we will send it back to the WJPA studios. Lynn Manning has a news update. We'll also check in with the PAC report. That's all coming up at the half. Here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fall is in the air, and now's the time to score big at South Hills Lincoln with 0% financing for 60 months on all 2024 Lincoln Navigators, Aviators, and the Lincoln Corsair plug-in hybrid. South Hills Lincoln has over 200 new Lincolns in stock and available. Now's the time to test drive the Lincoln of your dreams. Stop in and check out the all-new redesigned 2025 Lincoln Aviator that's just arrived. South Hills Lincoln, where luxury meets legend. Route 19, Peters Township, just 3 miles north of Donaldson's Crossroads, with approved credit through Lincoln AFS.
Good evening. I'm Lynn Manning with your WJPA halftime report. We're at 48 degrees right now here in Washington. We're not going to get a whole lot cooler tonight. We'll drop down to the low 40s, but otherwise some fog moving in, maybe some light rain and drizzle hanging around through early tomorrow morning, and then eventually we'll see some sunshine, and the weekend doesn't look too bad. We'll take a complete look at that forecast coming up. Washington County 911 tells WJPA that emergency crews were called out for a fire at the Allenport Steel Mill on Wheeling-Pittsburgh Drive this morning, just before noon. Photos from the scene showed smoke billowing from the site. Officials say that area is in the process of being torn down. Dispatchers say two firefighters were transported from the scene with minor non-life-threatening injuries. They say the cause of the blaze isn't known at this point, but it appears the state police fire marshal has not been called in to investigate. Firefighters were on the scene for quite a while. Dispatchers say the crews were there and wrapped up their efforts shortly before 4 o'clock this afternoon. A federal judge ruled yesterday that the planned closure of the Pyrex glass plant in Charleroi may continue as planned, but the battle may not be over. even though the judge ruled that the state attorney general's office failed to prove that the shutdown violated any antitrust laws. A spokesperson for the state attorney general's office told WJPA that although the ruling is disappointing, the decision makes clear that the case is not over and their antitrust litigation would continue. He would offer no further comment, though, on exactly what that might mean. Donald Trump's choice to lead the Justice Department is raising eyebrows based on some legal issues following his nominee. ABC's Zorin Shaw has details.
President-elect Donald Trump picking Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz to run his Justice Department, the very department which investigated him for obstruction of justice and sex trafficking. Gaetz denies both those claims and the department closing those investigations without bringing charges, but a bipartisan House Ethics Committee launched its own investigation for alleged sexual misconduct and illicit drug use. In a statement, Representative Matt Gaetz said the allegations are invented and would constitute false testimony to Congress. Zorin Shah, ABC News Los Angeles.
Meanwhile, Biden administration officials are working against the clock, doling out billions of dollars in grants and taking other steps to try and preserve at least some of Biden's legacy before President-elect Donald Trump takes office in January. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says it's the administration's responsibility to spend the funds that Congress has authorized. His statement comes as Trump has pledged to rescind unspent funding in President Biden's landmark climate and health care law and stop clean energy development projects. But Trump will control more than the purse strings in January. His administration can also propose new regulations to undo some of what the Biden administration did through the rulemaking process. Well, there were some anxious moments for passengers and crew on an Alaska Airlines flight from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles last night. ABC's Stephanie Romo says they apparently lost a tire on takeoff.
Brace.
The shaky landing met with a round of applause from relieved passengers.
I think we're all just really relieved.
The Boeing plane sustaining tire damage on takeoff. Dulles Airport reported finding debris that may have been from the tire of the plane, making an emergency landing in Los Angeles. The left tire visibly damaged.
Meanwhile, ABC's Alex Stone tells us that two people were actually hurt after a phone battery caught fire on a Southwest Airlines plane at the gate in Denver today.
One person has minor injuries from the evacuation, and the owner of the cell phone that caught fire, Southwest says, was treated for burns. The Boeing 737 was at the gate in Denver getting ready to leave for Houston when the phone battery caught fire. It ignited a seat cushion, which the crew put out. Passengers in the front of the plane walked out through the front door and into a jet bridge. In the back of the plane, passengers went down emergency slides to get out. The FAA is investigating. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And speaking of airports, if you find yourself in an airport in New York City and you're hungry, better have some extra cash on you.
You're hungry and racing to catch your flight, and many times having to shell out more money than what you'd like for that ham and cheese sandwich or sports drink. New York City airports, JFK and LaGuardia, now gearing up for price hikes on food starting in January. Vendors cite higher rents along with mandatory wage increases for workers and improved benefits that's driving prices up further. So in addition to packing patience, you may want to pack a snack. Michelle Franzen, ABC News, New York.
A New Hampshire animal shelter has an enormous mouse problem. The New Hampshire Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says it's scrambling to care for an overwhelming influx of rapidly reproducing rodents. They say it all started Monday when a guy came in saying he wanted to give up 150 mice. But then he clarified that would be 150 containers of mice, not the individual critters. He had 73 with him that day. And then many of them already pregnant. And now many of them have since become pregnant. Now they are working to find people to adopt the mice and some other shelters to take them in. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 305 points to 43,444. The S&P off 78 to 5820. And the Nasdaq NASDAQ dropped 427 to 18,680. In sports, the Pens are on the road tonight in Columbus to play the Blue Jackets. And your forecast for the rest of this evening, foggy, some light rain and drizzle through tomorrow morning. Tonight's low 43, and then tomorrow we'll eventually see some sunshine and highs near 54. Right now, we're at 48 at WJPA.
You deserve a bank that drives your business, one that's with you for the long haul, and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey businesses like Coil Trucking are on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. Come in now for the Mazda A Season to Move You event. We have up to $1,250 in bonus conquest cash. That means you get that cash if you own almost any kind of vehicle in your household. And all applicable incentives. So if there's 0%, you get that. If there's $3,000, you get that. Go to budbearmazda.com and get all the details.
Offer good on 2024 and 2025 Mazda CX-30, CX-50s, and select CX-70s and CX-90s.
Welcome to the PAC Football Report for November 16th, 2024. I'm Joe Underko. This week we will take a quick look back at last week's football action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing Week 11 contests for the final Saturday of the regular season. The top three teams remain tied at 8-1 as we head into the final weekend of the 2024 season. Grove City edged Case Western Reserve 30-20, and Carnegie Mellon blew past Allegheny 63-10 to both keep pace at the top with Washington and Jefferson, which had the Week 10 bye. In other Week 10 action, Westminster routed rival Geneva 56-7, Waynesburg rolled past Teal 37-10, and Bethany earned its first win of the 2024 season, snapping a 27-game skid by winning at St. Vincent 21-13. PAC Player of the Week honors for Week 11 went to Westminster senior QB Billy Levack on offense, with 17 of 23 passing for 293 yards and 4 TDs at Geneva. Carnegie Mellon grad linebacker Logan Young on defense, with 5 tackles, 2 interceptions including a 50-yard pick six, and a fumble recovery versus Allegheny. And senior punter Dan Berube of Grove City on special teams, after averaging just under 50 yards per punt, including a career-best 63-yarder versus Case. Newcomer of the week again went to Bethany freshman QB Brett Phillips, with 283 passing yards, 44 rushing yards, and 3 TDs at St. Vincent. Week 11 is highlighted by the 55th edition of the Academic Bowl, as 6-3 Case Western Reserve hosts 8-1 Carnegie Mellon at DeSanto Field in Cleveland at 1:30 p.m. CMU leads the all-time series 33-19 and has won the last 5 meetings, including a 31-21 decision in Pittsburgh last year. Veteran Spartan head coach Greg Debelak notes that, as with most rivalry games, you can ignore the records as both teams will be at the top of their game.
It's Carnegie Mellon Case. Both teams are going to get after each other. Both teams recognize the significance of this game.
Separated by just 14 miles on PA Route 208, 8-1 Grove City travels to New Wilmington for a 1 p.m. kickoff against 7-2 Westminster at Harold Bury Stadium. It's the 106th all-time meeting between the Presbyterian rivals, dating back to 1892. The Wolverines outslugged the Titans 17-7 in Grove City last season, but Westminster won the last meeting in New Wilmington 24-17 in 2022. 8-1 Washington and Jefferson travels to Meadville to face 1-8 Allegheny at Frank Fuhrer Field at 1 p.m., with the Presidents in search of at least a share of the PAC football title for the first time since 2018. W&J barely edged the Gators 35-28 in 2023, one of many reasons President Head Coach Mike Sirianni and his squad are not looking past Saturday's game toward a potential NCAA playoff berth.
I have to look no farther than to tell my kids about my first year as a head coach. We were 8-1, and we were playing a 1-8 Buffalo State team with a chance to clinch an NCAA playoff berth, and we lost. So that's all I had to share. We are on full alert for Allegheny.
In other Week 11 action, 4-5 Waynesburg travels to Beaver Falls to face 4-5 Geneva at Reeves Field at 1 p.m. It's the 85th meeting between the Presbyterian schools since 1908. The Yellow Jackets lead the all-time series 44-36-4, but the Golden Tornadoes posted a 43-29 road victory in Waynesburg a year ago. Veteran GT mentor Gino DeMarco previews the matchup.
You know, we're hoping to get a 5-5 season. You know, 4-5 versus 4-5. Here we go. You always want to play a game, your last game of the year, that means something. And it obviously means something to both of us, so here we go.
Finally, fresh off its skid-breaking win at St. Vincent last week, 1-8 Bethany looks to make it 2 in a row when they host 2-7 Teal at Bison Stadium at 1 p.m. The longtime PAC foes are meeting for the 79th time since 1917, with the Tomcats holding a narrow 41-36-1 advantage. Teal has won the past two matchups, including a 22-14 win in Greenville last season. St. Vincent has the Week 11 bye. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. Log on to the conference website at www.pacathletics.org all season long for the latest news, scores, statistics, and other league information. You can also follow us on social media via X, Facebook, and Instagram. Links are available at the PAC website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening. And for a final time in 2024, we'll see you at the stadium.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Bethel Park. Bruce Sokolic, George Lammy. Halftime of this 5A semifinal matchup. Upper St. Clair coming out of the locker room, back out onto the field. Peters Township will do the same here shortly. They'll put 3 minutes up on the clock, let both teams warm up. 7-3 is our halftime score. Upper St. Clair taking a 3-0 lead on a 27-yard field goal with 22 seconds left in that first half. But then the Nick McCullough 97-yard kickoff return, the extra point by Maiello was good, and that's our score right now at the half, 7-3. The other 5A semifinal, Pine Richland at halftime leads Bethel Park 21-0, that game being played at North Hills. Our single-A semifinals, Fort Cherry a 28-7 lead on Jeanette, that game now at the half, and Clareton a 16-0 lead on Bishop Canavan, that game at Peters Township, again, also at the half, so that brings you up to date on where these semifinals stand as we speak.
Well, these are big moments here now at this point, and, you know, really, they talk about the middle four and the middle 8 minutes of a game, the last four of the first half, the first four of the second half. We saw the last four be really pretty interesting as far as things happening you don't always necessarily think might. We'll see how this first four goes, but My suspicion is it may have a lot to do with how this turns out.
Well, I think you touched on it, George, though, that not that anyone was down. I mean, it was 3-0. But that kickoff return certainly put some juice into Peters Township.
Yeah, and they get the ball, as I remember it.
Right, so, they'll receive.
I mean, it's going to be interesting. I mean, if they come out and get stuffed 3 downs and St. Clair gets the ball back, you know, then it might just be, you know, it's going to be a rock 'em sock 'em. If they come out and get the ball and score, well, now that changes the equation.
Well, again, Nolan DeLucia, 2 more interceptions against Upper St. Clair. He's had 2 in this first half. And unofficially, our friends at the Observer Reporter letting us know here, in that first half, Upper St. Clair, 101 yards of total offense. Peters Township, 53. I mean, this is a prolific offense. Both of these are about, these teams put up big points, but against each other, it's all defense. It's all about the defense.
And, you know, we talked about which team would, for lack of a better phrase, impose its will on the other. In terms of how the offenses have gone, St. Clair's done that much better than Peters has. But, you know, big plays make a difference in games. And, you know, I've often said certain schools benefit from big plays. These two don't seem to come to mind, but the Aliquippas of the world, you know, have always thrived on those big plays. But, you know, right now, you know, Peters Township's, that play was really dynamic. I mean, and so, you know, it's always interesting. These are high school age kids, and that's the other piece of this, is their emotions come and go pretty quickly.
We're going to take our last break here. When we come back, it will be the second half kickoff. The score, Peters Township 7, Upper St. Clair 3. This is the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
This is Tim Colusi with Colusi Chevrolet. I'm happy to announce our holiday red tag sales event is going on now.
And I'm Megan Colusi. We're offering 4% APR financing to qualified buyers on select models like Silverado, Equinox, and Blazer EV, just to name a few.
You can buy with confidence at Colusi Chevrolet, knowing we've been serving customers for over 106 years.
Visit us online at Colusi.com. Colusi Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Well, both teams getting set here for this second half kickoff. Again, Peters Township winning the toss. They did defer, so they will get the football to open things up here. Indians will move left to right in the third quarter. Peters Township in the white jerseys, the gray slacks, the red numerals, and the Upper St. Clair Panthers, the all black. Black tops, black slacks, black helmets, and white numerals. They're already lined up and teeing it up at the 40-yard line. 7-3 our score. Peters Township, a 97-yard kickoff return after St. Clair had kicked a 27-yard field goal. So all the scoring in a matter of seconds.
Partner, do you want to take a friendly wager on them kicking it to number 24 here? I mean, I don't know, you know.
Slim to none.
Slim to none.
Echevarria, and he will boom it. And this will go. He basically said, I won't let anyone return it. Just booms it into the end zone. Touchback, it will be 1st and 10 Peters Township at their own 20.
Well, that eliminated that problem. So, it'll be...
And, you know, the interesting thing, sorry to interrupt you, but on that kickoff return, it looked like they had good coverage, and they got him to that 4th sideline, but somehow he stayed in bounds and then just turned on the Jets.
You got to finish plays. That's all about what this game means.
So, Indies will open. Nolan DeLucia, junior quarterback, 6'2", 195 pounds. Shotgun look, sidecar left. Twins to the near side as they go three wide. And the give is up the middle. Curry slips through 25 and falls forward out near the 29-yard line.
Single back. You know, they'd spread formation, and they hand the ball to the back. And he really, as he gets forward, gets to make a decision. Where am I going to run the football? They got a seam up in there and gets a burst.
Second and one at the 29. DeLucia, motion man now, comes in motion near side. And the give, once again, up the middle. Curry fights his way first down as he's out near the 32.
St. Clair's decided to run three guys down, nose and two tackles. Their other linebackers are off the ball a couple of yards. And, you know, when you're defending second and short, I'm not sure. I'm sure there's a method to the madness, but I just don't understand it right at the minute.
Lucas Rost checks in as Curry comes out after two carries here. Indians going to show. Let's see what Ross does here. If he stays in the backfield, and it looks like he will, to the left of DeLucia. So they go three wide, slot receiver to the near side. Ross now out of the backfield in motion, near side. They fake it, and DeLucia will just keep it. He'll run out across the 35, falls forward out near the 37-yard line.
And it looks like St. Clair is playing zone to the trips. They're playing man-to-man to the backside receiver. It seems as though this first couple of plays, not sure if Peters is going to be willing to be as venturous as throwing the football, considering the two interceptions, but they've moved the ball running it so far.
Just underway, third quarter. Peters Township on top, 7-3 with the football. And second and five. And a fake toss. DeLucia tries to come back to the near side, and the defense had none of that. And DeLucia just kind of faked like he was going to pitch to the left and then break off to the right and just got wrapped up, and he gets thrown down. They spot him back near. Looks to be about the 36.
And the faking action to the left was window dressing. They were running counter back to the right, and St. Clair's defensive line, they stood up and made a play there. Certainly number 58 comes to mind here. Louis Howell, nice at the point of attack.
So now a third and six. They need the 42-yard line for the first down. DeLucia wants to throw, fires, comebacker, and the catch made. First down and more at the 44-yard line. Hauled in by Peters Township's Eli Prado.
And that's the kind of thing we did see in the first half. That comeback route where the receiver drives off, comes back to the outside, and certainly we've seen some accuracy in those situations from DeLucia. He just has to stay away from the tip passes.
First and 10, and DeLucia hands it off. Curry off the right side, and he's going to fight his way across the 45 out to the 46-yard line.
St. Clair that time ran into what we used to call a bear front. They bring a nose, and then it tackles down on the guards. I think they were concerned about that inside play, and nice bounce-out route into the off-tackle hole to pick up yardage there.
Second and eight, trips left, but the run is up the middle. Curry, little sidestep to his left, and I'm going to say he's out close to the 49-yard line.
They pulled and trapped to the right. I thought Curry's path would be better farther out to the almost the off-tackle area, but he chose to go straight up in there, picks up a couple, but third and longer than I think St. Clair would like, but again, they have the capacity to throw it. We'll see if they let it go.
8:24, rolling clock, third quarter. Peters Township 7, Upper St. Clair 3. Opening drive of the second half. This is a third down and 5. Peters at their own 49. In motion, Curry looking out to his left. McCullough hauls it in, tries to get a block, gets to the edge. There he goes again, 40, 35. He's to the 30, still on his feet, coming back to the middle of the field. Gets hit at the 25 and down to the 24.
And, partner, I didn't get the number, but there was a bone-crushing block by a Peters Township receiver out about the 50. That was the beginning of the key, and then, of course, the great run there by McCullough.
So they're moving the sticks, haven't done so yet. They've already snapped the football. Peters quickly to the line and a play, and this is down to the 19-yard line on that run up the middle.
Corey running looked to be a little bit of a counteraction play, although I didn't catch a trapper in that situation. But certainly now Peters is in some kind of rhythm, which has to be a concern for St. Clair's coaches.
Yep, this drive began at their own 20 after that second half kickoff. And they have it now at the upper St. Clair 19. DeLucia, sidecar left, motion man is McCullough. Coming to the far side now, reverses, they'll toss it left side. Curry trying to get to the edge, he puts his headgear down, bowls his way close to the 15.
And I think I can identify now the young man that made that previous block, Nick Perry. Just made a nice block on that play where he stalks and blocks the guy that's the force player, and that gives the Peters Township offense a chance to get up the field. So, and again, St. Clair is really honoring that spread set that Peters is running at this point.
6:42 rolling clock at the 16 of St. Clair. And this is DeLucia rolling right, fires, has a man, falls incomplete, and a late penalty flag on the far sideline. Ineligible down foul, downfield looks to be the initial call here.
That's the that option read system that you see so much at the college level. Local college, WNJ, runs it extremely well. But throwing it back inside the middle like that is where DeLucia has had his problems. And so not the case that time, but the penalty will hurt Peters some.
Spot the football back at the 21-yard line on that far side hash. Peters moving left to right, and this will be a third down and 8. DeLucia, the shotgun. They go 4 wide. Sidecar left. DeLucia, pressure coming. Rolling to his right. Looking. Firing. Has a man. And boy, cut down is Nick Curry. A huge defensive play. Julian Dahlem came up flying and took out the legs of Nick Curry to chop that play down.
And he's coming out for a minute. He is running off, so we're just thinking maybe got a little wind knocked out of him. But that was a great play by Dahlem. Looked like he had some space there, but shut that down. And now fourth and long, and again, will Peters go down the field, or what will be their method of attack here?
They need to get to the 13-yard line to convert this first down. See if they might use a timeout here. Play clock's down to 7. DeLucia, shotgun. McMillan to his right, 4 wide, fakes the give, wants to throw, feels pressure, rolls to his right, fires downfield, and it will be incomplete, and Peters Township will turn it over on downs with 5:38 left in the third quarter.
And as much as you want to get the first down or a touchdown, at the same time, you don't want to give up a pick and something worse. So ball goes over on downs. Peters does move the football with their first drive, and that seems to be a positive for them. But St. Clair got a stop when they needed it, so we'll see now if they can do some things with their running game.
So they spot the football down at the 22-yard line, and it will be first and 10, upper St. Clair. See, it looks like it'll be Julian Dahlem who will take this first snap at quarterback. They split two men wide to the right, Panthers moving right to left. In this third quarter, their first offensive play of the second half. Dahlem trying to duck off the right side. Going to get a yard. Maybe two if they're generous as he's near the 24.
Two tight ends set, and then they fake the crossing action from the back one right to the left, and Dahlem then goes off the right side. Very little there for them. Peters again playing the five-man front, trying to constrict the running lanes. And doing a pretty good job of that. You have to wonder if St. Clair can get something with the passing to the outside.
Got two, second and 8 to throw. Hellman, near side, catch made. Jones slips out of one tackle and fights his way out across the 30 near the 31.
And Bryce Jones makes a nice solid catch. Certainly that helps the effort there. Hellman makes a good solid throw to give him third and short. They've got to do some things, I think, in that area, because Peters clearly is going to play hard to the run.
Dahlem in at quarterback from their own 31-yard line. This is a third and 1. And now they're going to shift some confusion again with personnel. They can't get it right. And they're shifting people around. Corey Swift, now Jones is moving. Trips right. Did he get set? Did the play clock run out here? That's what I'm wondering. Nope, a procedure call. So a procedure penalty. Boy, just St. Clair just could not get, I think it was the formation. They had the personnel right, but they couldn't get the formation. They were moving people around, and at the last second as they snap it, they get the procedure penalty, and it goes back to the 26.
Those are killers. I mean, I'm sure Coach Junko was communicating to the best of his ability.
Yeah, I mean, third and one goes third and six. I mean, that's huge. And again, we see St. Clair gets together. Dahlem back at quarterback, trips right. Dahlem just going to run to his left, looking for an opening, and he gets hit at the 30, and that will put an end to that play. And boy, you can just see the emotion is certainly in this game. But they stack that up at the 30, still 2 yards shy of the first down.
Yeah, and it's a little chippy out there. I mean, but St. Clair sends their punt team on the field, which I think is prudent.
Yeah. McCullough has the 97-yard kickoff return for Peters Township that has them on top 7-3, and he's standing back inside his own 30. Echevarria will punt this away. He's standing at his own 18. Good high wobbly kick. McCullough hauls it in and falls. Made the catch, and you know, I think part of that too, George, I think he just wanted to make sure he held on to the football and just kind of let himself go to the ground back near it. They actually spotted at the 24-yard line.
Interestingly, you know, when you have a single receiver back there like that and you kick it really almost directly to him, I wonder about the wisdom of that. I've seen teams who do that, and then if they get the ball kicked away from the guy, sometimes that leads to some difficulties, but
because the guy that's back there has taken a kickoff 97 yards, so you may want to try to avoid him. I agree with you absolutely. So 3:05 to play, third quarter. Peters Township 7, Upper St. Clair 3. Indians back to work on offense, first and 10 at their own 24. DeLucia takes the snap and just runs, and the junior quarterback bowls his way out near the 29-yard line.
Again, I think that's taking a look at the box, as we call it. Five guys in the box for St. Clair, three down guys. I think that's going to be a run set for Peters, and that was good yardage on first down.
Yeah, he gets five, make it second and 5. DeLucia now looking to that near sideline. Again, much like Upper St. Clair, they don't huddle here. They're at the line positions. They have their formation, just getting the play call here. And they stay with this three-wide look, that slot to the left. He comes in motion near side. And they're going to float a pass out. Eli Prado makes the catch and immediately is dumped. And Bywalski comes up to make a defensive stop for Upper St. Clair.
I think that was a tunnel screen that you see often at the college level. Boy, St. Clair really came up hard to make that play. But you have to attack those tunnel screens once they get moving. Sometimes it becomes a lot more difficult. I think, as we mentioned before, too, number 18, Nick Perry, is a force when he blocks for Peters from the receiver position.
Third and 5 from their own 29 for Peters Township here. Vaccarello goes in motion. Boy, he's been quiet in this game. And this is a give. Curry, he bowls his way close to the 34. That's near the first down marker. Let's see where they spot it.
Does not appear to be the first down.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is a first down.
Wow.
But there was never a signal. I mean, and it's close. I mean, there was never a signal. So first and 10 at their own 34. Clock rolls. 1:10 left in this third quarter. Indians 4-wide look this time. Vaccarello in motion to the far side. Looking, throwing, and incomplete. Corey, the intended receiver, and they rule that was a forward pass and not a lateral as they throw it out to that left side, so that will stop the clock with 1 minute left in the third quarter.
And that's the equivalent to the sweep play because three receivers block and the ball just gets wide to the back on a little flare route. Fortunately for Peters, it was forward and not backwards. Again, this game's moving along, partner, I will
yes,
tell you that.
Yes, it is. Second and 10. DeLucia and the give. Corey slips up the middle and he falls forward out near the 38. He'll be dropped there, but Going to bring up another big third down play for Peters Township.
There have been several times where the ball almost squirts through in those situations. That time, John Bainberry makes a nice play from his linebacker spot, or that ball may go the distance.
Clock at 30 seconds and counting down. Third down and six from their own 38. Peters Township leading 7-3. Motion man, Vaccarello again to that far side. DeLucia wants to throw. Pumps, now steps up, now fires, has a man trying to slide back and reach. It was Nick McCullough down at the 46-yard line, but could not pull it in.
McCullough was coming from the number two spot to the field. He comes across, and I think he reads the safety, and he looked like he wanted to run the post, but they had it nicely defended, so he just kept coming across. Really wasn't a lot of good space in there, and the throw was difficult. So Peters gets out of that with no damage, as it were.
Nico Durazzo back at his own 34-yard line awaiting the Maiello punt as he boots it from his own 25. High end-over-end punt hits down near the 40, takes a hop, and they say it went out of bounds and will spot it out at the 36-yard line.
St. Clair now with the football again, and you know, it certainly would help for them to at least flip the field in this situation. They don't want to be content to play close to the vest here, I would say.
7 seconds left. 7-3 our score. We had a field goal by Hechevarria for Upper St. Clair with 22 seconds left in the second quarter from 27 yards out. And then on the ensuing kickoff, Nick McCullough raced 97 yards on the kickoff return. That's the difference in the game right now, 7-3 in this 5A semifinal. Again, the winner heads to Acrisure Stadium next Saturday to play for the championship. Back to work goes the Upper St. Clair offense. Curry in motion. This instead is Dahlem trying to get to the edge. Penalty flag behind the play as Dahlem stays on his feet across the 40 and out near the 43.
And just trying to get to the flank in that situation. Have to think this is a holding call, but we'll wait.
Yeah, I think you're right here. And it is. Holding Upper St. Clair. We'll get the penalty mark off, and that will be it for the third quarter. So, third quarter complete. The score, Peters Township 7, Upper St. Clair 3. This is the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
For sunny days in-home care, John Bennett.
We go into individuals' homes and provide non-medical care for mainly senior citizens, but also people with disabilities. We do stuff like bathing, grooming, meal preparation, take people to doctor's appointments. Someone needs a little bit of assistance to help them stay in their home instead of going into a facility, and we like to come in and be the people that do that for them.
Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care for your loved one in the comfort of their home. Find out more, sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
Welcome back to Bethel Park. This 5A semifinal has Peters Township on top of Upper St. Clair 7-3. As we head to the fourth, Bruce Sokolic joined by George Lamy. Let's update you on our other game tonight. Fort Cherry, a 28-7 lead. Again, in their game in that single-A semifinal matchup. We'll keep you posted on that as well. Last score we had in the other 5A semifinal, Pine Richland had a 21-0 lead on Bethel Park. And, of course, the winners of that game and this one meet at Acrisure Stadium next Saturday night at 8 o'clock for the WPIAO Championship. Peters Township trying to defend the title, make it back-to-back if they can win here tonight and then next Saturday night as well.
Got a couple other scores, partner. Sigma okay. Sal, 27, Steel Valley, 0. A couple teams that played against Washington this year. And South Park, 14, Elwood City, 7. So those two teams, those two looking to square off at some point next week as well.
Here Upper St. Clair trying to get some offense here, down by four. They got Julian Dahlem in at quarterback, and will begin the fourth quarter as they have it first and 10 at their own 26. They go three wide, slot receiver left, moving left to right in the fourth quarter for Upper St. Clair. Dahlem going to try to run. Hit from behind and driven down at the 27-yard line. And you want to take a guess who it was?
I'll tell you what. He's going to be tired tonight. My man Muscatello, he is making plays. And I tell you what, that was sort of a delay draw handoff. I mean, a handoff, but delay quarterback draw. And looked like he had some space. And then Muscatello just swallowed him up and makes the play once again.
Meant to tell you last week, talking with TJ Plack before the game against Penn Trafford, and he talked about Muscatello was out with an injury and came back, and how that changed everything for them because they had someone playing a position they weren't comfortable at to fill in for him. That put everybody back in place and helped this defense immensely. Here's a throw to the near side. Boy, intended by Walski, but it was Nick McCullough. Talk about a defensive play as he came from nowhere to bat that down and break up what would have been a completion.
Boy, he really did make a break on that, too. He has good foot quickness and good anticipation. And, boy, if he takes that pick six, it could be all over but the shouting. But even with that said, St. Clair isn't really finding a way to move the football at this point. St. Clair's defense, Peter's defense seems to be in a rhythm to deal with the things that they do.
Now, this is a third and very long, third and 20 for St. Clair. At their own 26. Four wide. Hellman at quarterback, and he looks to throw. Fires down the middle, has a man at the 40. Sidesteps a man, stays on his feet across the 45, and he will get the Upper St. Clair first down. Huge conversion by Upper St. Clair.
And that's what's been lacking in the offense so far. That time he ran the post down between the two deep safeties, and nice football, nice throw in that situation. St. Clair's got to be able to do a little bit of that because Peters is going to just play their structure the way they're playing. You have to threaten it.
And, George, third and 20, they got 21. So they convert, yeah. So the catch and run keeps this drive alive. Clock rolling, 10:35 to play in regulation. Peters Township 7, Upper St. Clair 3. Panthers with it, first and 10 at their own 47. Hellman to throw again. Pumps, double move, nothing there. He'll run, moving to his left. Still looking, trying to get to the edge, and Mickey Vaccarello defensively with the play to push him out of bounds.
Boy, partner, you're right about that. Mickey Vaccarello, great job of not leaving his feet, maintaining his leverage, and makes a great defensive play because if the ball bounces outside of him, they could be going up the sideline.
So no gain. He got back to the line of scrimmage. So bring up second and 10. That also stops the clock with 10:19 to play. Panthers look to that far sideline. They move left to right here. Football on the far side hash. Play call. Now they'll get the formation here. They're going to bring Trips to the near side. Sidecar right. Hellman again at quarterback. Hellman hands it off. This is Corey, and Corey fights his way out to midfield. He'll pick up three and bring up what will be a very big third and 7.
Again, could be that he's setting up some things with that because he gives the ball to Corey in that situation going from right to left. But that's where also then you get that read option game where you can throw the football, and those seam routes become very effective when you hold the linebackers.
Hellman, again, that shotgun look with the sidecar to his right. Kind of fake the snap and then look back to the far sideline. Now they'll settle the play in. And Hellman to throw. Has time. Looks. Rolls right. Pressure comes. Floats one down the near sideline, but well overthrown. Coverage was there. McCullough had Bywalski covered. He also had some deep help as well with McMillan. So that throw pretty much just goes out of bounds.
Really wasn't anything there. So wisely, he just gets it out of bounds and lives to play another day, although fourth down now, and yeah. What do you do? And
yeah,
here's
punt
they're going to punt.
Yeah, punt team coming out on this fourth and 7 from midfield. McCullough, this will be curious to watch here. You know, McCullough, we talked about, last time they punted it right to him. Let's see if they do that here, as he's inside his own 15-yard line to await this kick. Echevarria standing at his own 37. Good snap. Little pressure. High spiral. Beautiful kick. McCullough going to let it bounce. Takes a couple of hops. Goes sideways now. Beautiful kick. And they will down it at what looks to be the 8-yard line. It will be first and 10 Peters Township. 9:19 left in regulation. Peters Township on top, 7-3.
And flipping the field in that situation was critical. So they picked up some yards, got a first down, and then they punt them deep into their own end. This is where St. Clair's defense has to bow their back, as they used to say, and get them to punt the football or, you know, get a turnover, which we've seen Peters do.
And the other thing, too, here is, you know, Upper St. Clair, we talked about the interceptions, but also in that first meeting, they like to punch footballs out. Okay. I think T.J. Plack has to be telling his players, look, you're going to have to secure the football here, especially deep in your own territory here. First and 10 from their own 8. Nolan DeLucia goes to work, and they go 3 wide. Vaccarello shifts from left to right in that backfield. And the give, coming off that left side, Curry spins, and Nick Corey out near the 10, maybe to the 11, could be a gain of 3.
Getting that 3-man down front for St. Clair. Corey going from right to left and was trying to work his way across, maybe bounce outside the defensive tackle over there, but St. Clair kind of filled it up pretty quickly. Again, St. Clair really hasn't changed their approach defensively at all at this point, although certainly Peters looks to run the football, I'm sure.
Second and 7 here. Peters Township, play clock down to 8. They have the play. Now they'll settle in. Same look, 3 wide. Sidecar left to DeLucia, and he'll give it and hand it off. And Curry will dart his way, trying to get off that right side. Now he'll push the pile out near the 14-yard line. Play will get stacked up there and bring up a huge third down for the Indians.
And it is a big third down situation. They need to get off the field defensively and get the ball back. I would imagine around midfield would be their goal. Peters, again, burning time. That's the other thing you're seeing now is coaches from Peters are in no hurry for them to run a play. So I think they're burning clock and trying to do that while moving the football.
Changing personnel. Rost is in. Vaccarello comes out. And now Corey comes out as well. So shifting some personnel here into the lineup for Peters Township. We mentioned Rost. And now a timeout. Yeah, T.J. Plack wants to burn a timeout. 7:47 left in regulation. This 5A semifinal, it's Peters Township 7, Upper St. Clair 3, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fall is in the air, and now's the time to score big at South Hills Lincoln with 0% financing for 60 months on all 2024 Lincoln Navigators, Aviators, and the Lincoln Corsair plug-in hybrid. South Hills Lincoln has over 200 new Lincolns in stock and available. Now's the time to test drive the Lincoln of your dreams. Stop in and check out the all-new redesigned 2025 Lincoln Aviator that's just arrived. South Hills Lincoln, where luxury meets legend. Route 19, Peters Township, just 3 miles north of Donaldson's Crossroads, with approved credit through Lincoln AFS.
Here at Bethel Park, 7-3, Peters Township, our other game. Fort Cherry has opened up a 35-14 lead on Jeanette in the third quarter in that single-A semifinal. Here a huge 3rd and 4. DeLucia's going to try to run for it. Off that right side, moves the pile, and this will be very close.
And, boy, it didn't look like much at first, but I think their linemen got on and just stayed on it, and it is very close.
Peters Township believes they have it. They're going to take a timeout and measure. Yeah, it's that close. So an official's timeout for a measurement. Again, the situation, 7:27 left here in the fourth quarter. Peters Township leads it 7-3 over Upper St. Clair. Nick McCullough has a 97-yard kickoff return for the only touchdown in this game, and that came after Upper St. Clair had taken a 3-0 lead with a 27-yard field goal late in the second quarter. So they bring the chains on. get the stretch. And he's short. And he is short.
They almost needed Gene Stair towards 3x5 card there.
Yes. That's a good call. Yes, absolutely.
Came perilously close to that. I doubt Gene's listening. But
yeah, you never know. You never know. So the football, the situation here, just out across the 17-yard line, it's a 4th and inches for Peters Township with a 7-3 lead. Do you entertain thinking of going for this?
Maybe they'll do the Steelers thing that happened the last game at the end. Yeah. You know?
So what do we got here? DeLucia is out there, yeah. See, are they going to just try to draw him offside? Wind the clock. They go four wide. Vaccarello goes in motion, and we get movement, and we get a flag. And just like if you watch the Steeler game against the Commanders, same type of deal. All they were looking for was the hard count and some movement, and they got it. St. Clair jumps, and Peters Township gets a huge first down.
You know, in that situation, that's tough because you teach those kids to you know, they want to get off on the ball. But in that case, you might want to just have your lineman back off a yard or so. But nonetheless.
First and 10, Peters Township, and the give. And coming near side, Corey gets a little lane. He's across the 25 and out near the 27-yard line.
One of the things about spread offense that's always interested me was when you're playing all those guys out in space, sometimes if you can bounce the ball outside of the defensive lineman, who's the last guy on the line of scrimmage, who normally would be a defensive tackle, there often isn't a lot of support there. And that's exactly what Peters exploited there, because it's hard to get people to come up real hard when they're concerned about the passing game.
Clock rolls down near 6.5 left in regulation. Second down here for the Indians. DeLucia, again, always in that shotgun, and he'll give it. Curry just trying to run between the tackles, and all the black jerseys are waiting for him and stop that play up. Probably no gain here if they're just maybe a half yard.
That time, nice job in that situation. Michael Albert for...
Yeah, another Princeton player there.
He's... Wow, Princeton.
Yeah, there's two of them. Stoll and Albert are both headed to Stanford. Or Stanford. I'm thinking Vaccarello headed to Princeton.
Well, I'll tell you what, can't go wrong getting that kind of an education.
Another big third down for Peters Township. They need to get to the 33-yard line to convert. So 3rd and 5. DeLucia hands it off. Running near side. Can he get to the edge? No, he can't. The defense snuffs it out, drops him at the 29, and now a flag at the end of the play. Is this going to be a face mask?
I think so.
The flag comes in like that. I glanced down for a second, so did not see it. But
yeah, that or a horse collar.
Yeah, it came right at the end of that tackle there. So we saw Peters Township convert on the offside penalty against Upper St. Clair to keep this drive alive. And our officials get together and confer on this one as well. And after the discussion, personal foul, face mask on the defense. So that's going to tack on 15 more and keep this drive alive with 5:38 left in regulation. Peters Township on top, 7-3 against Upper St. Clair.
Considering the fact that St. Clair doesn't have that explosive style offense, you know, this field position now becomes as big an issue as the clock. So Peters is going to, I'm sure, keep it on the ground and burn clock as much as they can.
McCullough splits. He's that slot receiver right. Again, Peters Township moving right to left in this fourth quarter. DeLucia looking to the near sideline for the play, and they're just kind of saying, just relax. Play clock still at 23 and counting. They just want to keep the clock rolling here down to 5:13 to play. Now DeLucia has the play call. Again, the shotgun, the sidecar, and he'll just hand it off one more time and running up the middle, and they bowl out near the 47-yard line. And again, Nick Curry just getting the bulk of that work out of the backfield.
And they're running toward Michael Albert's side. He made the play there once again. Pickup of a couple. They've been going with their back going from the right to the left, looking perhaps for that bounce action. But once again, Peters are very content to burn clock and just go about their business here.
And the clock continues to roll. Remember, this began at their own 8-yard line with 9:19 left. We're down to 4:26, and it's a 2nd and 8. DeLucia, again the give between the tackles, and Curry gets stacked up. This time might lose a yard, back closer to the 46.
That time, number 58 for Upper St. Clair did a nice job. Nate Stoll makes the hit. He goes out now. I'm not sure what happened there, but he makes a big play for the Panthers. So now we've come to the place where this third down will be highly significant.
Now, they've converted on the last two thanks to penalties. An offside call. Actually, that was on fourth down. And then on the third down play, we got the face mask penalty. They need to get to the Upper St. Clair 46-yard line to convert. DeLucia tosses it, or actually just puts it right in the gut of McCullough trying to get to the edge. He gets hit and chopped down on a great defensive play. He's going to maybe get a yard, but well shy of the first down. And he stays inbound, so that will keep the clock rolling.
Nico DeRazio came up from his safety spot inside out and makes a nice hit. That play really had potential to get first down yardage, but DeRazio shuts it off. And so now we'll see the now we have a timeout part.
Yeah, I was going to say, the clock stops, so it is a timeout by Upper St. Clair. We'll take a timeout as well. 3:29 left in regulation. Peters Township 7, Upper St. Clair 3. This is the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
For 125 years, Washington Financial has been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you. Learn more at washfin.bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Bruce Sokolik, George Lambie, back at Bethel Park. This 5A semifinal, this game, and the broadcast rights to it, the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. Got the legal stuff out of the way, right?
Yes, sir.
Got to take care of that.
I know how that works.
3:29 left. Fourth down, Peters Township to punt it away. Maiello stands at his own 34-yard line. Good snap. Here comes some pressure. Gets it away. A short kick high to the near sideline, and it takes an Upper St. Clair bounce, and Peters Township will down it at the 37-yard line. So, not bad field position for Upper St. Clair. 3:20 on the clock, two timeouts remaining, and again, Peters Township leading St. Clair 7-3.
And I'm pretty confident that Coach Plack didn't want that to happen.
No.
Was hoping to get the ball deeper into St. Clair territory. But still a lot of yards to cover. So, but I would suspect 3 minutes and 20 seconds now, St. Clair's got to – pretty much his four down territory right from the first snap.
Football on the near side hash as they move left to right here. St. Clair took a 3-0 lead on a 27-yard field goal, and then the 97-yard kickoff returned the difference in this game by Peters Township's Nick McCullough on first down. Hellman, a reverse, now back to Hellman. He'll throw it back, has a man out at midfield, hit and shoved out of bounds. Dante Curry, he's to the Peters Township 45-yard line, and they go to the trickery.
And I was looking down the field as the split receiver was going deep, and I thought, well, he's so well covered, and then they bring the back out or receiver, how that worked out, and that's a big play for St. Clair.
First and 10 at the Peters Township 45. Clock stopped with 3:13 left. Just a great matchup here. Two teams. Again, their first matchup was very good as well. 21-7. Upper St. Clair handing Peters Township their only loss of the season. St. Clair has not lost. Play clock's at 5. They're finally set. And this is Dahlem. And Dahlem tried to spin and run from the backfield. He's going to lose yardage. 2 yards back to the 47-yard line. Nothing there as Dahlem tried to run with the football.
Really not sure what that was, partner. It didn't make a lot of sense, but started to the right toward the trips into the boundary and then spins out and goes back to the wide side. But Peters Township and their defense historically in the last years is very disciplined, and they were in that case, and so it's a loss.
Yeah, second and 12 at the Peters Township 47. Hellman in at quarterback now. Two men split wide to the left, and he looks that way, pumps. Here comes the pressure, and he'll roll to his left. The right-hander pumps again, now jumps and throws high into the air, and did he catch it? Penalty flags fly, they say he did. I believe down at the 30-yard line. But what's the penalty flag? So we're going to sort things out here.
Well, it came from the back, Judge, so you'd have to wonder if some kind of interference is involved.
So we will get a conference again over this call.
No clear indication just
yet.
No,
not at all. I didn't see anything. The pass was high. We watched the receiver go up, and I was just trying to see if make sure he came down with it. But, again, they're going to sort this out. Let's get our call here. Holding on the defense.
Okay.
That is declined, and it's going to be first and 10, Upper St. Clair, at the Peters Township 30.
Partner, was it Hellman with the football as the quarterback?
Yes.
That was an incredible play because he's running and buying time, and then he
jumped.
Like jumps and lobs it, and a great catch. And so,
yeah, it was almost like a basketball jump shot. You know, he kind of jumped and then just kind of flicked it downfield and converted, and it was a great catch. Clock at 2:18 and rolling. At the Peters Township 30-yard line, Upper St. Clair down by 4. Dahlem back in at quarterback. He takes the snap. Actually, no. Yeah, that is Dahlem. He tries the throw, and it will be incomplete. Peters Township wants a grounding call, but I believe they're going to say he had a receiver. No, now they throw it. Now they do throw it. So this will be a grounding call as Dahlem just got rid of it as he was wrapped up by that Peters Township defense.
And I think Dahlem was looking for a man down the field in that situation. The referee was looking to his wingman there. And that is indeed the call, intentional grounding. And I do think that's the correct call, partner. I do, with a tough spot to be in now. And now St. Clair backs themselves up.
Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, they need to get to the 20-yard line for a first down. And the penalty markoff moves it back to the 41-yard line. So they're kind of moving backwards here, and the clock is working against them. We're at 2:02. Now, again, St. Clair still has 2 timeouts remaining, but it's just a tough situation here to try to convert. Again, a field goal does you no good. This has to be 4-down territory for Upper St. Clair. So 21. It's a second and 21. Dahlem. Or no, actually, Hellman is back in. Hellman rolls to his left. All kind of pressure. Rolling. Looking. Now he's just going to throw it away, and it be incomplete and stop the clock with a minute 55 to play. No one to throw to.
And, boy, Peters does a nice job of stretching that stuff all the way to the sideline. Really, Dahlem never got a chance to square his shoulders up.
No.
And, you know, the way this is working out, Peters is, I think, very happy for them to do that. They would, I think, be perhaps better off throwing the ball down the seam.
Well, again, another third and 21 for Upper St. Clair. Hellman stays in at quarterback. They go 4 wide. Corey to his right as the sidecar. Hellman looks. has a little time. Now it starts to break down. Plenty of white jerseys, and they're going to wrap him up and sack him back at the 46. Vaccarello, yeah, it was. Mickey Vaccarello got back there and got the sack for Peters Township. And the clock at a minute 44 to play, and a fourth and forever upcoming for Upper St. Clair. Timeout. We're going to take a timeout as well. It's Peters Township 7, Upper St. Clair 3, with a minute 44 to play in regulation here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. Come in now for the Mazda A Season to Move You event. We have up to $1,250 in bonus conquest cash. That means you get that cash if you own almost any kind of vehicle in your household. And all applicable incentives. So if there's 0%, you get that. If there's $3,000, you get that. Go to budbearmazda.com and get all the details.
Offer good on 2024 and 2025 Mazda CX-30, CX-50s, and select CX-70s and CX-90s.
Do you have a play for a 4th and 26? Because that's what Upper St. Clair faces right now. Trailing 7-3 with a minute 46 to play here in the fourth quarter in this 5A semifinal. Ethan Hellman hopes he has that play right now. He goes trips left. From the Peters Township 46. Hellman drops, looks. Looks, still pumping. Now here comes the pressure. Muscatello giving chase. Going to heave it downfield. Has a man behind the defense. Goes up in the air, and he made the catch. He made the catch. No, they say he bobbled it. It came out. Incomplete down at the one. By Walski, I believe. But had to come out when he came down. But it certainly looked like he had the football down at the one-yard line. But incomplete. Peters Township takes over with a minute 31 on the clock.
Reminds me of Doug Flutie. way back in the
You're
day.
Really going back in the time machine.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a little older than all you. But he bought time, and then he lets it go with a nice arc. And, boy, I tell you, what an effort to go get the football. Really a great effort. And, you know, boy, that been caught.
I thought he had it. I mean, he did. He had it, but when he went to the ground, it came out.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be looked over by coaches about 700 times today. Wow.
So Peters Township with a 7-3 lead and the football first and 10 at their own 46. Now St. Clair does have one timeout left. But, boy, what a huge – and, again, to Ethan Hellman's credit, as you mentioned, George, I mean, just he kept buying himself time, and then he just put a ball up and gave his player a chance. Yes, he gave him a chance, and they almost converted. DeLucia from the shotgun, and he will just hand it off. Curry, both hands wrapped around that football. He'll fight for a yard out to the 47, but that's it. But, I mean, and now a late flag comes in. And this has to be an unsportsmanlike penalty against someone. It's this is a dead ball penalty. It was well after the play was over.
Well, and here's the key for Peters Township. If it looks like they're going to move forward, they can't afford to get a guy tossed out of the game. That's got to be the key.
Yeah, and it's against Upper St. Clair. So it's a dead ball personal foul penalty, the 15-yard mark off, and they'll spot the football down at the Upper St. Clair 38-yard line with a minute 27 on the clock. And boy, they've begun to celebrate in the stands here for Peters Township. Again, I watched Curry on that first down carry, George, and he had not only both arms wrapped around it, but like you could just see he didn't care how fast he was running. He just wanted to make sure he held on to that football.
Yep.
Here's DeLucia. He's got a running back behind him, so sort of the pistol set here in the clock. They're just going to let it roll. Play clock's at 23. St. Clair not using their final timeout here, so looks like they're just going to let this roll out as the clock gets under a minute and counting down. The play clock now at 13. So Nick McCullough's 97-yard touchdown kickoff return, and now with that, DeLucia takes a knee, and that's going to be it. DeLucia, and the crowd begins to celebrate the sideline of Peters Township celebrating. The Indians are going to avenge their only loss of the season. They're going to hand Upper St. Clair their first loss of the season. And Peters Township back to the WPIAL championship game for a chance to defend their title. Another knee and that's it. The celebration is on. The Peters Township Indians advance to the 5A WPIAL championship game. Clock still has 10 seconds on it, but the handshake line has formed and all our officials already leaving the field. And finally, the clock does count itself out. At 2, at 1, and that's it. Your final score here tonight. Peters Township 7, Upper St. Clair 3. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with more on our postgame here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Bruce Sokolic, George Lambie back at Bethel Park. This 5A semifinal in the books here tonight. Who says you need 500 yards of offense and touchdowns all over the place? 7-3, and fascinating, isn't it, that those 10 points total in this game came in a span of about, what, 20 seconds?
And to think that a kickoff return really was Peters's, I wouldn't say sole offense. I mean, that's not fair. But at the same time, I mean, no kickoff. We don't know where this ends up. It might be a 3-0 ball game.
Right.
It was just an unbelievable moment. And, I mean, both of these teams played their hearts out. They're both physical. They're both well coached. But I wouldn't have predicted this to be the way it went.
Yeah, you know, what keeps echoing in my head, George, is they always say defense wins championships, right? We talked about Bethel Park coming into this game, how many times they've scored over 30 points, over 40 points, over 50 points twice this year. So they could put points on the board, obviously. Peters Township, same thing. Prolific offense, but they both have very good defenses, and they obviously both know how to play each other defensively because we see the outcome here, 7-3.
And the other thing is, you know, you can score a lot of points against certain teams, but you know, this is good football. This is the WPIL semifinals. And there's an element to that, too, of pressure. So, I mean, it's a shame that one team had to lose, candidly. St. Clair has nothing to be ashamed of.
No.
They played their hearts out. They were physical, well-prepared. I mean, and here's the other thing. You look at the fact that the two picks that were thrown in the ball game, DeLucia's two pick are overcome by great special teams play and great defense.
And we will, at least the way it looks, 49-14 Fort Cherry leading Jeanette. Looks like Fort Cherry is headed back to Aquashore Stadium as well to play for another WPIAO championship as well. So here tonight, 7-3, our final score. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have our player of the game for you. So stick around. That's next here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Bye.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Greene Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
This is Tim Colusi with Colusi Chevrolet. I'm happy to announce our holiday red tag sales event is going on now.
And I'm Megan Colusi. We're offering 0% APR financing to qualified buyers on select models like Silverado, Equinox, and Blazer EV, just to name a few.
You can buy with confidence at Colusi Chevrolet, knowing we've been serving customers for over 106 years.
Visit us online at Colusi.com. Colusi Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Bethel Park. 7-3, your final score in this 5A semifinal. Peters Township back to the WPIAL Championship for a chance to defend their title as they beat Upper St. Clair 7-3. Time now to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, of course, you look at this game and you try to choose a player of the game in a game that's 7-3. We had a 27-yard field goal and then a 97-yard kickoff return, which that probably gives you a hint of where we're going. But, George, you and I agree on one thing. Franco Muscatello was certainly worthy of being considered for player of the game because, you know, we don't often focus on defensive players for these type of awards, but he certainly was a standout tonight for Peters.
And he was a defensive lineman, and having been a lineman, that's something that means something to me. But he played a great football game. He definitely is our honorable mention for the evening.
So that means Nick McCullough is our player of the game, the 97-yard kickoff return that is the difference in this game. After Upper St. Clair had taken the 3-0 lead, he returns at 97 yards for the score late in that first half, and he is our player of the game, so congratulations to him. We're going to take our final break. We'll come back and wrap things up here from Bethel Park on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
We go into individuals' homes and provide non-medical care for mainly senior citizens, but also people with disabilities.
For Sunny Days In-Home Care, John Bennett.
We do stuff like bathing, grooming, meal preparation, take people to doctor's appointments. Someone needs a little bit of assistance to help them stay in their home instead of going into a facility, and we like to come in and be the people that do that for them.
Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care for your loved one in the comfort of their home. Find out more, sunnydaysinhomecare.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
7-3, the final score in this 5A semifinal. Peters Township over Upper St. Clair. Fort Cherry on top of Jeanette, 49-14. That game's still available over on 1450 AM for you to check out as well. George, thanks so much for filling in. Really appreciate last kind of late-minute notice for you, but great job. Great to work with you.
Bruce, I appreciate it. like riding a bike, I guess. So thank you, and thanks to Bob.
All right. Let's a big thank you to all of our sponsors. They include Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray, by Sunny Days In-Home Care, providing compassionate care in the comfort of home. SunnyDaysInHomeCare.com. CNX Dreamfield's making your dream field come true. By Calusi Chevrolet, right off the Bridgeville exit of I-79, find new roads at Calusi Chevrolet. The Washington Greene County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. Day Insurance Agency, on East Maiden Street, Washington, Main Street, Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By Bud Bear Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington, home of Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital, also Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. South Hills Lincoln, where luxury meets legend, Route 19 in Peters Township, and by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. That will do us for it here tonight. Thanks again to our on-site producer, Eric Bennett, George Lammy, of course, alongside, and, of course, Mark Edwards, back in the studios at WJPA in downtown Washington. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it, this 5A championship semifinal game sends Peters Township to the championship game as they defeat Upper St. Clair, the final score 7-3. Have a great weekend. Good night, everybody.